breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Secretary of State Rubio says there's been slight progress in talks with Iran amid uncertainty about a potential deal or renewed conflict. Rubio is in Sweden now for a NATO meeting where the alliance is discussing its role in the Strait of Hormuz, among other matters. Tensions persist as Iran has closed the strait and the U.S. is blockading Iranian ports. President Trump is sending an additional 5,000 American troops to Poland.
His announcement came just weeks after he had ordered the same number of troops to be pulled out of Europe. NATO officials were meeting in Helsingborg, Sweden, when they reacted to the news, including Swedish Foreign Minister Maria Malmer Stenergard.
Well, it is confusing, indeed, and not always easy to navigate.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte seemed pleased with the decision, and so too did Polish Foreign Minister Radosław Sikorski.
I want to thank the President and everybody who contributed to this decision.
Trump announced the deployment on Truth Social, citing strong ties with Polish President Karol Nawrocki. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Another Trump project proposed for the nation's capital has cleared another hurdle.
President Trump says there are
59 of them in the world.
He's talking about
a triumphal arc. It's usually done for victories in war and things.
But Washington, D.C.?
We're the only important and major city that doesn't have one.
But the U.S. Commission of Fine Arts has now given final approval to the design.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says another federal agency would have to approve it before the project could go ahead. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton touting the president's endorsement as he heads into the final days of his Republican primary runoff against Senator John Cornyn. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, Dow futures are up 356 points, NASDAQ futures 117 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steele. A Thursday afternoon fire at a Harford County business has caused around $1 million in damage. The fire broke out at Botcher Systems in Belcamp shortly after 1 p.m., and it was contained to the exhaust duct and ventilation systems. No injuries were reported, and both the fire alarm and sprinkler systems were working. The Maryland State Fire Marshal's office says the fire has been deemed accidental, caused by rubber dust igniting within the exhaust venting system. The building sustained extensive damage from smoke, soot, and water. And if Memorial Day holiday travels will take you through Annapolis, expect heavy traffic in the area of the Bay Bridge today. In addition to vacationers hitting the road, the U.S. Naval Academy graduation will be taking place at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. General Dan Kane, chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, will address the U.S. Naval Academy's class of 2026. Stein on Sports on the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Sean Casey back again with my good friend Vinny Steele, owner of your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, our local real estate expert. You know, we spent some time over the years talking about the great work your company does helping charities like Johns Hopkins Children's Center. But in addition, you're also helping our veterans and first responders with discounts and special programs.
That's right, Sean. Our veterans and first responders using VA or FHA loans are getting edged out by cash and conventional financing offers. It's not fair that those that serve are having to pay up to 11% more just to be competitive. So we're turning the tables in order to level the playing field and give our veterans and anyone using an FHA loan the advantage once again. Our Guaranteed Close program provides assurance that when a seller accepts an offer from one of our buyers, they'll close on time or we'll step in and buy it for the contracted price.
That's incredible news, Vinny. So if you're a veteran or plan on using an FHA loan, call or text Vinny, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. We lead with some shocking news this morning. The two-time NASCAR Cup Series champion Kyle Busch has died. The news sending shockwaves through the garage and the racing world. NASCAR, the Busch family, and Richard Childress Racing announced the death last night, but did not offer a cause of death. Busch is the first active NASCAR Cup Series driver to die since Dale Earnhardt passed away on the final lap of the 2001 Daytona 500. Kyle Busch was 41 years of age. Meanwhile, the O's trying to make some headway find themselves in MLB worst 13 games out of first place as they open a three-game holiday weekend set with the Tigers tonight. Chris Bassett will try to improve on that 1-5 mark. Reliever Anthony Nunez, who blew the finale in St. Pete, insists the clubhouse is not down.
I say just keep them pushing forward. Nobody's really down. Nobody's really out. You know what I mean? Everybody's still working hard, trying to push wins together and keep going forward.
Game time tonight is 7:05. Coming up in 30 minutes, Big Ben explains his rant. And that is Stein on Sports.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
WCBM News Time 9:06. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast, rainy and cooler today. Temperatures only in the low 60s. Plan on more rain tonight as temperatures fall back into the very cool low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
58 degrees in Westminster, 58 in Easton, and 57 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Hopefully you guys are doing just fine this morning. We got lots to talk about today. And if you heard my tease there with Sean Casey on Casey and Company, I don't have all of the information as of yet, because apparently the Maryland Board of Elections did meet last night, and there is a meeting, and apparently it is all on video. So after the show today, I am going to watch the video. As of right now, we do have the cliff notes, just to kind of fill you in here. Apparently the Board of Elections here in the state of Maryland, they're still trying to decide what to do with the defunct mail-in ballots that went out prior to May 14th. Now that's 500,000 of them, and we will get into the details here, but I think it's very interesting that, and this is the big takeaway for me. It was very interesting that apparently the Maryland Board of Elections, they have not met since the ballots went out. And so they just held their first meeting yesterday. And we have heard from Jared Demirinis. We have heard from so many other people. And, you know, we were told that they were going to throw some of these ballots out. In a little bit, I'm going to read to you exactly what was posted by a reporter with the Baltimore Banner. She was there or she was on the live call. It's hard to see exactly which one. She was either in the room or on the live Zoom call that they had. But I will read to you her notes. And again, this is from a journalist that was there through the process. And she was taking notes as she was listening to the Maryland Board of Elections. And they were trying to decide what to do now with these 500,000 ballots. This is a crisis. This is a disaster. The fact that the governor isn't on top of this, the fact that we, you know, they had that meeting yesterday, and I just checked to see if Jared Demirinis, the director there, if he has made a comment now that they're considering other ideas, which could include not throwing out those 500,000 mail-in ballots, which they have been saying all week that they were going to do. So I have not seen a statement from him as of yet. I will continue to check throughout the show to see if he's going to update people or what's going on, because now there are reporters, there are actual journalists in the Baltimore region that are reporting that they are considering other plans. So I guess, you know, this is how it's going to be, right? I mean, the slow drip of information, I can't wrap my head around it. As I was telling Sean earlier, you know, Tory Snow, he's the one that texted me last night. It was like around 10 o'clock at night. Here I am getting settled in bed. I'm like, all right, my night is done. You know, I get to go to bed. And my phone starts blowing up. And like, if you know me, people usually know not to text me after 9 p.m., okay? Do not text me after 9 p.m. I don't want to talk to you. You don't want to talk to me, trust me. and so I'm getting these text messages, and I'm like, wait a minute, what is going on? And it was Tory, and he said, Kim, did you see this? And I said, no, I haven't seen any of this. So it's not even included in my show plan this morning. But again, I will read to you what Emily Opayo, one of the reporters that was you know, there for the process of this meeting, I will read to you what she posted online, okay? Also, I wanted to talk about the influence in Baltimore County. There's a race, apparently, allegedly being influenced by George Soros and his Open Society Foundation. We're going to get into that. Also, the another undesirable list that Baltimore City has found itself on, the top most dangerous cities. Yikes, yikes, yikes. We were talking last week about the worst school districts. And so I guess all these lists are going to be dropping, you know, even more of these lists in the coming weeks. But we'll get into that one. Also, I do want to check in Prince George's County. I know sometimes we have people that listen to the show from Southern Maryland. But this is a very interesting story. It impacts really the entire state. But the board chair, the planning board chair, did resign yesterday. Now, believe it or not, even though this is Prince George's County, Montgomery County, kind of story, the Baltimore Banner was the first one to break this story, and it has to do again with the planning board chair, and apparently he was up to a lot in his free time, and so they were going to have a hearing on some of the allegations, and so he resigned just yesterday, which again allows him to not go through the process of the hearing. But a reporter, you know, in Southern Maryland did kind of break it all down, so we'll get into that as well. Also, if you travel to Ocean City or Rehoboth Beach, or, you know, just go through Delaware in general, I do have some information for you. Okay? It's not the best news. Look, unless you drive the speed limit precisely. If you drive the speed limit precisely, if you are the opposite of me, you're fine. You're fine. But we're going to get into some details here, because Delaware right now is catching up to Maryland. And it's funny, because I was listening to the report. We do have sound for you from WBOC. And I was listening to the report, and they were talking to those residents in Delaware that will see this change. And they were quite shocked. They were quite shocked about this new change. And I thought to myself, like, this is crazy to think that all this time in the state of Maryland, we had this and they did not. So I will fill you in on it. I will fill you in on it in the next hour. There was another story that I did want to talk about that I didn't get to talk about yesterday. I remember asking you, Noah, the producer, if you've ever been to the Lyric downtown in Baltimore. We didn't even get to the story because we ran out of time. It's not like a huge story that we have to go back and forth on, but I did want to kind of just update you, because I think it's going to impact a lot of people, not just in Baltimore City. Again, the Lyric, people go and see shows there all the time. And as I mentioned yesterday, there was a woman there on Mother's Day with her son, and they had a very unpleasant interaction there. And like I said, I think this could end up affecting anyone that likes to take in a show at the Lyric. So we will talk about that, since I didn't get a chance to yesterday. And then also, did you hear the big news? Remember the four Confederate monuments that they removed in Baltimore City? And it was right near, you know, remember the Charlottesville riots, like the Unite the Right, that whole thing, and the protests. And, you know, it was like this whole thing where they were removing Confederate monuments across the country. And they were removing some of the names, right, of those with the Confederacy. And so here in Baltimore City, and I won't forget this, because I told you guys, actually, we were doing some independent reporting at the time. But at the time, you had Mayor Catherine Pugh. She removed these four Confederate monuments from Baltimore City in the middle of the night.
Okay. And she explained why she did it. I actually have the sound from 8 years ago and why she did it. We'll get to that in 11 o'clock hour. But I thought it was interesting because now these four Confederate monuments, they're leaving the museum in LA and they're headed back to town. Okay. So we will talk about what could become of these statues. I was very confused. I have to tell you, I was confused as to why they had a temporary home in Los Angeles at this museum, because the museum isn't closing. I guess they just were, they had a certain exhibit, right? And now they're done with that exhibit. So now they're sending them back to Baltimore. And I was like, wait a minute. I didn't know. Was that always the plan? I had no idea that was the plan. You know, the way that Mayor Catherine Pugh spoke about these monuments at the time, it seemed to me that she felt it was imperative to get rid of them because she didn't want the protests and the riots. And you can understand that, right? People were acting nuts about these statues. And they had already spray painted some of them. There was already this talk about people coming to town and protesting. So, you know, in that moment, she was like, look, leadership calls, and I don't want all this madness in the city. Now, I actually agree with her on that decision, right? This is kind of like the teen meetups that we've been seeing at the shopping malls and things like that. If you know that they're coming and you have this heads up and you know that they can destroy property, yeah, get ahead of it. I'm fine with that. I am fine with that. But we're going to talk about now what Mayor Brandon Scott is saying, because the statues are on their way back to Baltimore City. So we'll get into that. All right. Again, I did want to kind of just mention what was going on with the Board of Elections last night. And as I mentioned, too, so there was a virtual meeting along with this. So you could watch it if you wanted to on Zoom. And this is what they do all of the time. This isn't anything new. But I thought it was interesting because, like I said, Tory, you know, he's texting me and he's like, Kim, you got to check this out. And I couldn't believe it because I'm looking at it. And this young lady, this reporter, she's a great reporter, by the way. I follow her, and I'm going to spell her name for you in case you want to look her up on social media. Emily, and then her last name is O-P-I-L-O. Okay. And she's on X, and she's, you know, she's a City Hall reporter for the Baltimore Banner, reading her bio to you, formerly with the Baltimore Sun. And so I spoke to her in 2020 a lot. We follow each other when I was running for office in Baltimore City. And even though I'm not, you know, a huge fan, and I wasn't at that time of the Baltimore Sun, I'm not a huge fan. In my view, she was very fair in her coverage. Yeah, she talked about, you know, the outside donations. She talked about how much money we were raising, how much was going to the RNC. She talked about, like, everything she talked about was factual. We might not have liked it out there, but it wasn't false, right? She didn't sow this false narrative. So I thought, okay, you know, at least she's reporting what's actually happening. So over the years, I've come to trust her reporting. All right. So last night she was, and from her pictures, it looks like she was there at the meeting, like she wasn't on the virtual call. But I don't want to confirm that because it doesn't say here whether or not she was there in person. But she has pictures of the Board of Elections meeting with each other. And so, you know, it appears that she was in the room. But again, I am not certain. OK, somebody could have sent her the picture. OK. All right. So Emily, she posts this. This is at 7:56 last night. She said Baltimore's election director just clarified that the state has provided him a plan. OK, he said he just had more questions about it. So as we know, the state director is Jared DeMeritis, who we've been talking about this entire time. The plan is to count the original ballot cast by a voter if a replacement ballot doesn't arrive. Maryland already has a system to prevent double counting. So did you hear that part? The plan is to count the original ballot. Now, we were told those 500,000 ballots all week long, we were told that people should throw them out. Now they're saying the plan is to still count those original ballots. So they will not be throwing them out if they go with the decisions they made last night. They're saying if a replacement ballot doesn't arrive. Now, how would that happen? How would that happen? I would think you have a list, right? The Maryland Board of Elections and the vendor, they have a list showing who wanted a mail-in ballot and who received one before May 14th. Why would your replacement ballot not arrive? Are they just thinking it's a few of them because of the way the postal system works? See, I don't understand this part of it. Are you? I don't understand this part of it. Because now, the way I think about this, you're really concerning me in thinking that you, again, you still have no idea who received the mail-in ballot. So Jared DeMaris, when he was on with Jake Tapper, he said that they were tracking the ballots and everything was fine. I don't know how that's a thing now. I don't get it. I don't get it. Because that vendor who made this uh-oh, according to Jared DeMaris, they would know exactly which address received those replacement ballots. So if you're guessing, if you're thinking, okay, maybe, possibly, there could be, you know, hiccups with the Postal Service, that's not anything new, right? That happens all the time. So then I'm thinking, okay, maybe a handful of people might not get their replacement ballot because there are hiccups. But the way that they're posting this, if a replacement ballot doesn't arrive, it sounds to me that there could be a significant amount of people in this situation, okay? I'm just personally reading between the lines. Because why would you make a point to say that? It goes on. Here's more here. It says the Board of Elections is meeting now, their first time since the Maryland ballot problem was announced. Again, Emily Opayo, how on earth are you just meeting on Thursday? President Trump has been talking about this since Monday. This is their first time meeting just last night. That's a problem. Okay, we'll go on. Director Tatum says 48,000 city voters will receive a replacement ballot. They are still awaiting a plan from the state on how to handle people who vote the original ballot, not the replacement ballot. So yes, this is a nightmare. It's a disaster. When we get back, I do want to hear from you if you would like to weigh in. We could also just move on and wait for this for more information on Monday. Yes, I will be here on Memorial Day, by the way, but maybe we'll get more information by Monday. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So let that all sink in while we go to our friend who has the Morning Market Flash for us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Tim Hearn with RBC Wealth Management. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Happy Friday, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tim. Just so you know, my daughter, she's already telling me that we're having movie night since it's going to be raining, and I have a feeling I'll be trapped in the house with her for 3 days, Tim.
Well, I hope you maintain your sanity, Kim.
I hope so, too.
For 3 days, that's a long time.
It is a long time, yeah. Yes.
Maybe you guys could start your own sitcom or something, right?
or it would be a horror film. I don't know.
There you go. Do a podcast. See if it goes viral.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, it seems like you're not the only one. I will tell you, I've talked to some folks already the last couple of days with the forecast today, rain, cloudiness, temperatures have dropped significantly from where they were earlier in the week, and it seems like a lot of people have kind of nixed or adjusted their Memorial Day holiday weekend plans. It's always a big weekend, obviously, for people to go down to the beach, enjoy the sunshine, you know, just sit out in the sun, enjoy the weather and relax. And kind of it's always the opening weekend to kicking off the summer. For some reason, at least this week or today, it seems like a lot of it, no pun intended, but I guess it's kind of rained on everyone's parade, so to speak, you know, as far as their plans. So good news, though, as far as, you know, on my side of the equation, apart from, you know, the weather and the holiday weekend and so forth, is the stock market, the economic activity. So there is a silver lining here for hopefully listeners or investors, I should say, Kim, in that the S&P 500 right now is on track for a winning week. Week to date, it's up about 0.5%. It's actually on track for its 8th straight weekly gain. Yes, I just said that. 8 straight weeks, the S&P 500 has outperformed and has continued to set all-time new all-time highs, moving higher here this week, provided again everything goes well. But the pre-market activity looks like we could be on track for another positive day today and to finish out the week on a strong note. If this occurs and today we end up positive for the overall markets, Kim, and we do in fact cap off 8 straight weeks of gains for the S&P 500, this will be the longest streak we've had since a 9-week winning streak that ended back in 2023, right? So almost 3 years ago since we had that 9-week straight, that 9-week winning streak. The Dow is currently even up positive for the week, about 1.5%, headed for its third straight positive week out of the last 4, and even the heavily technology-based NASDAQ index adding right now about 0.3%. And again, it also is on pace for its 7th straight weekly gain. out of the last 8 weeks. So markets were higher across the board yesterday. S&P 500 was up 0.17%. Dow was up over a half a percent, about 0.55% to be exact. NASDAQ was up very ever so slightly, 0.09%, and the Russell 2000 also up 0.93%. It seems like the big trend, again, we've got earnings. However, it seems like right now that, you know, the peace talks and the de-escalation between the U.S. and Iran, you know, people are fairly confident that there will be some negotiations and there will be a deal that ends up, you know, again, in a ceasefire and they come to terms. And that seems to be maybe priced in, which is why the markets are reacting, you know, so positively over the last several weeks, consecutive weeks. But again, earnings, the whole AI theme, the thing to be concerned about if you're an investor now is, you know, have we gone up too fast, too quick? Could we potentially see maybe, you know, a pullback where the market looks to kind of essentially pause, catch its breath, digest some of these gains? And you have to brace yourself if we do get that type of pullback, Kim. But right now, as I said, pre-market, Dow futures are up a whopping 451 points. S&P 500 futures are up 37 points, Kim. NASDAQ futures up 138 points. So there we have it going into the Memorial Day holiday weekend. We have the holiday. Markets are closed in observance of Memorial Day on Monday. And so I won't be able to join you Monday, but I'll join you on Tuesday morning, okay?
Sounds good.
And, have a great holiday weekend, you and your listeners, and look forward to catching up with you next week.
Same to you, Tim. Thanks.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
AM 680. WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
First, we know that we have a broken immigration system inside this country. And it's something that I know firsthand. I was raised by an immigrant single mom.
You hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. Well, you know what? That's good news on the market. Even though, oh, you know what? I will say, did Tim, you know what? Because I was reading here, did Tim mention oil's down just a smidge? Just a smidge. So, just so you guys know, it's down just a smidge. But the smidge is so small, I don't know if you're going to see it. I don't know if you're going to see it. A smidge, it's like not even like a nickel. Just a smidge. It's not down a nickel. But I doubt you'll even see it at the pump. I doubt they'll change the prices at all, to be honest with you. And I heard this morning they were comparing today's prices. I guess it's the same prices that we saw 4 years ago is what they're saying. And so we're back to that. Hopefully, like I said earlier this week, hopefully they come up with a deal in Iran. I know Marco Rubio has been sounding very optimistic. We shall see. Before the break, we were talking about the latest out of the Maryland Board of Elections. Last night they had their first meeting since the ballot mishap, as they're calling it. And, you know, now they're saying, this is, you know, from Emily Opayo. She's with the Baltimore Banner. She said the plan is now to count the original ballot cast by a voter if a replacement ballot doesn't arrive. So that's there's a lot of questions there, right? Because what if the original ballot was the wrong ballot, right? What if somebody is a Republican, but they received a Democrat ballot, but they filed it, or, you know, yeah, they filled it out anyways and they sent it in. They missed their replacement ballot. Maybe they didn't see it. Maybe they didn't understand what was going on, and they trashed it. Does that mean that now they're going to count that wrong ballot? They're going to count that Democrat ballot from a Republican? You see, this is a problem. This is a problem. And so it could come down to, as I said before, it could come down to Democrats and Republicans deciding the nominees in these elections. And it's hard not to say that this isn't intentional when you think about it in that way. there's a lot of optimism, I think, in the Republican Party as far as the gubernatorial race. I see more and more people getting involved as far as endorsements, as far as donating. And so if there's a situation here where Democrats are going to choose the Republican gubernatorial nominee and they purposely choose someone that cannot beat Wes Moore, I mean, really? Really? This, now that they're talking about this, this could be a thing. All right. When we get back, we'll completely wrap up this conversation. I do want to turn our attention towards George Soros and the money he's throwing into one race in Baltimore County.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Senate Republicans have left Washington for their Memorial Day break without voting on a roughly $70 billion bill to fund immigration enforcement. They're leaving town amid Republican disagreement over a $1.8 billion fund that would compensate those who claim persecution by the Biden Justice Department. President Trump says the U.S. will send an additional 5,000 troops to Poland. The move comes as 5,000 American troops are pulled out of Germany. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Sweden, where he'll address a NATO foreign ministers meeting. President Trump has blasted the alliance for not lending a hand in the Iran war. Looks like a soggy Memorial Day weekend is in store across the east and the southeast. Mostly sunny and dry conditions expected across much of the west and the Midwest as well. More details at srnnews.com.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it was the postgame show to beat all others Wednesday afternoon, talking about the Masson postgame show. After the O's got swept by the Rays, Big Ben McDonald and his rant against baseball analytics that made national news. Well, Big Ben took to the airwaves yesterday, the Ryan Ripken show, to explain.
The analytical world, to me, is real. We need smart people in our game, and I don't want people to think that I'm totally 100% against analytics, because I'm not. We need those people in our game. Having said that, I don't think it's the end-all, be-all.
On that note, the Baltimore Sun citing these numbers this morning. Since 1898, 640 MLB teams have lost 29 of their first 50 games, and only 13 of them, that's 2%, have turned their season around to make the playoffs. Now, of the 13 teams that have climbed out of this big early hole, three of them have done so since 2022, when MLB added the third wildcard spot to the playoffs. And finally, how about this? The legend of Bo Jackson continues with this story, as told to the big podcast produced by Shaquille O'Neal, on when his athletic prowess became apparent.
My Little League baseball season was over, and the guys that play in the men's industrial league, the catcher wrecked on his motorcycle and broke his ankle. They needed a catcher. I caught, and first guy I got on base, I'd steal him, I threw him out on my knees. Then got up and hit a home run at 9 years old.
Against grown men in an industrial.
Grown men in their 20s.
Perhaps the greatest athlete of modern times. Coming up in 30 minutes, the shocking news this morning in the world of auto racing. And that is Stein on Sports.
Kim Klasick here. What a night out that feels special. Oak and Olive at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is highly recommended. I recommend this place as it absolutely is beautiful and the space is elegant. The food is outstanding and is perfect for a date night. Enjoy scallop ravioli, Rosetta Farms ribeye, or fresh whole fish, all with the Mediterranean touch. They are open from 4 to 11 p.m. inside Yorktown Plaza. Check out their website at yorktownsocial.com.
Your Fox 45 forecast, rainy and cooler heading into the weekend. Plan on more rain showers today with highs in the cool low 60s. Rain is ongoing tonight as temperatures fall into the even cooler low 50s. And then more showers likely on Saturday. Saturday looks like a complete washout with rain from start to finish and temperatures in the upper 50s to near 60. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you'll get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
Authority, Friends of Glenn Gilhar, Brianna Gilhar Treasurer. Website, www.friendsofglenngilhar.org. The progressive policies coming out of Annapolis are wrecking our state. It doesn't have to be this way. Together, we can reopen affordable power plants and reduce the burdensome taxes and fees. Our students deserve to graduate with marketable skills that includes driver's education and certifications for the trades. Early voting starts June 11th and runs through the 18th. Election day is June 23rd. Vote Glenn Gilhar for delegate.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Hunter lied on a gun application form. Wesley Snipes, convicted 3 counts of tax evasion in 2008 for bilking Uncle Sam on taxes up to $15 million. IRS said he owed taxes. He was later sentenced to 3 years in prison. Remember the guy, Jersey Shore star Mike? Yeah. Anyway, 8-month sentence for skirting $2.3 million in taxes. Not Hunter.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, wrapping up the conversation here about the latest. Board of Elections meeting happened just last night, and it looks like they're trying to figure out what's going on here. And that the Baltimore's Board of Election director, it looks like that he's trying to also figure out whether or not they should still be counting the original ballot, but again, but Jared DeMira said throw that one out. So I, that's another part of this, right? So each jurisdiction might do something different, right? If they're not given the guidance, I mean, Jared DeMira has to get on top of this. Every jurisdiction is going to have to do the same exact thing. You can't have certain jurisdictions doing something else. You can't have this happen. And so, wow. And again, they just had this meeting last night. I don't know how that was possible. Let me go to the phone lines here. I got Doug and Glenn Burney. Hey, Doug.
Yes. Hello, Kim. I this is slightly off topic. I had to dump some trash the other day down to Glen Burnie landfill. And do you know they required me to show ID?
Oh, really?
So, you know, here we go. They're going to squawk about ID for election.
Yeah.
And I need to show ID to dump my trash, and let alone that, they're about the most arrogant bunch of morons I've ever dealt with in my entire life. But, of course, on the other hand, they're public employees. They sponge off the taxpayer. But anyway, I'm going to let you go, and because I know you have other other individuals who like to discuss some of this, too. But, yeah.
Yeah. Doug, I appreciate
that.
You
need to dump your trash in Anne Arundel County. So
yeah, yeah. And same in Baltimore County. We've got the same thing at our dump as well.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Doug, so much.
What's wrong with that picture?
Yeah.
You have a nice Memorial weekend, okay?
You too. You too. Bye-bye. Thank you. Doug is right. And I've used our Baltimore County dump before, and you do have to show ID. But, of course, they don't want to have voter ID, it seems, right? But I can't really hold it to Democrats because they're not getting it done on Capitol Hill. And who's not getting it done? The Republicans. Senator John Thune and a lot of the Republicans that don't want to deal with voter ID because they're in swing districts, they're not getting it done. So I can't even hold Democrats accountable for that anymore because even my side's like dragging their feet on it. All right. Well, anyways, like I said, we'll put a pin in it for now. I will watch the live feed and then we'll talk more about this next week. I can't believe that we've got this situation now where there's people going to be on different pages here. And I can't believe, and when we talked to Kate Sullivan about this on Tuesday, She said, and what many people said as they called in, they need to have a press conference. Jared DeMarinis, Governor Westmore, who else, you know, maybe possibly the vendor, they need to have a press conference and they need to decide what exactly they're going to do. Each jurisdiction needs to do the same thing that all the other jurisdictions are doing. And that's how they should proceed. This is a mess. This is such a mess. And like I said before, not just Republicans, you know, fearing what's going on. Don't forget, you've got Democrats that are in very tight races and very crowded primaries. You've got Councilman Mark Conway going against Kwesi Enfume. And then in the 5th District, you've got 24 Democrats vying for Steny Hoyer's vacated seat. This disaster could change the results in either one of those races. So just keep that in mind. It's not just Republicans on the hook here. Okay, speaking of races, I wanted to go to the state's attorney race here in Baltimore County. This race is heating up. This isn't the first time, though, that Scott Schellenberger has had an opponent in his primary. Marty, I know you've texted in before. Robbie Leonard ran against Scott Schellenberger previously. And Scott Schellenberger, in my view, is a state's attorney with common sense. I would probably liken him to state's attorney Ivan Bates. Yes, Scott is a Democrat, but I don't mind him at all. I think he does the best that he can do there in Baltimore County. I think a lot of the issues we have, whether it's with illegal immigration or juveniles, I think that's out of Scott Schellenberger's hands. Right, you got state laws, you got the local laws in the county, and then he's still doing his job to the best of his ability. Right, the Child Interrogation Act, that's on the books in Annapolis. The Juvenile Justice Reform Act, that's on the books in Annapolis. And Scott Schellenberger, don't forget, he's joined the team of state's attorneys across the entire state, going to Annapolis and advocating for more law and order. So Scott Schellenberger is one of those Democrats that I like. Okay, he does his job. He does exactly what he was sworn to do. But now, here he is. He's up for election again. And this is the second time that George Soros' foundation has gotten involved in this race trying to unseat Scott Schellenberger. I do have some sound here for you to listen to. So go ahead and take a listen, and we'll talk about it on the other side.
Jasmine, thank you. Maryland's primary election is just over a month away, and there's new concern over outside players potentially having a hand in this election, including the amount of money coming from a national group backed in part by billionaire George Soros. Fox 25's Rebecca Pryor has details.
Yeah, there were three candidates on that debate stage, but tonight it's the potential influence of an outside group drawing new scrutiny.
Tonight, debate in Baltimore County quickly shifting from what was said at the podium to who's spending money behind the scenes.
So that's an independent expenditure group, so they can't coordinate with our campaign at all.
Although she's listed as being publicly backed by the Working Families Party, Sarah David denying any direct affiliation with the progressive political group, with financial ties to George Soros, a billionaire who for years now has poured millions into reshaping the nation's justice system. According to campaign filings, in just the last month alone, the group spending $500,000 on David's behalf, $260,000 going towards TV ads, and another $240,000 on mailers, many of them Schellenberger attack ads, such as this one, focusing on his relationship with ICE.
What they don't tell you is, in that case where my prosecutor called ICE, the defendant had sexually assaulted an 11-year-old child.
As in any campaign, you know, fundraising plays a big part.
After the debate, Fox 45 pressing David on the ads running on her behalf and where the money is coming from.
There's a lot of people who want change in Baltimore County, and I think that Scott Schellenberger has made a lot of statements that have made a lot of people in this community feel less safe.
But these groups are from outside of Baltimore County, so what do you make of, you know, national money or outside groups having an influence on the race?
Well, I think there's a lot of people in Baltimore County who feel that way, and a lot of people in Baltimore County that want to make sure that we are engaging with these issues in our state's attorney's office.
And David not answering the question directly, And also not completely dismissing the ideas being pushed by those backing her.
You know, when we talk about changes that we can make to the state's attorney's office, there are a lot of important places to listen. And I'm not rejecting any ideas out off the bat.
Meanwhile, Schellenberger and third candidate Lauren Liscombe both arguing local elections should be decided by local voters, not outside dollars.
I think they should, because that means people outside of Baltimore County who don't know a thing about fighting crime in Baltimore County are trying to influence who's going to fight the crime.
I don't think it's appropriate for individuals who don't live in the area and who are not impacted by these day-to-day crimes to weigh in by way of funding.
But ultimately, how much weight to give the voices and the dollars behind this race will be up to the voters this June.
Now, we did also reach out to George Soros' foundation tonight. Take a look. In a statement he sent me, they claim that while they do support the Working Families Network, those grants prohibit money from being used to support or oppose political candidates. The foundation also claiming to have no role in decisions involving this race in particular. Reporting in Baltimore County, Rebecca Pryor, Fox 45 News.
All right, so there you have it. And if you want to check out that report, it's on Fox 45's website. So, like I said before, this is not the first time George Soros has gotten into that particular race. Now, don't forget either that George Soros actually assisted and funded State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby during her first run. Okay, now, remember she got in, which year did she get in there? She was right in there, I think it was 2014. Then when 2015, we had the Freddie Gray riots. That's what she charged the police officers. And then she ran again in 2018. She still had good support at that time. Now, I don't know if George Soros' foundation got involved in that 2018 race, but I know he did not get involved in 2022. Because that was the big difference between the money she raised and, you know, I guess even the groundwork that was being done on her behalf. She did not have the groundswell in 2022 as she did in 2018. And I think a lot of that is because at that point, she was under investigation. She was going back and forth to court. Because they were trying to figure out, you know, the tax lien on her house. And then she purchased another home and she took all, you know, money out of her retirement fund and all this other stuff. So it seemed to me that she had gotten herself into a little bit of trouble. And so then they did not back her in 2022. And so if anybody thinks that this money or this support from this foundation cannot make or break a race, it absolutely can. We saw it happen in 2018 with State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. Okay, so it absolutely can. I don't know this particular candidate. This is the first time I've heard of her. Maybe in the Democrat Party, they do know her. I'm not sure. I just, you know, I probably wouldn't pay attention to who that is. But it seems to me it's the same game plan, right? They want these very progressive, I use that in quotations really, state's attorneys because they really do not want to enforce the laws. My thing is, if you live in Baltimore County, I would think that many of those, because there's many transplants from Baltimore City, many of those people move to Baltimore County because they want better schools, safer neighborhoods, cleaner streets. You know, there's just things that are different that you want and you move out of certain areas. And this is what we see all the time. They bring their politics with them, right? And then they're confused when things go south again. And it's like, well, you know, it was nice, but then you moved in. And you started voting for people like this. And now we're back to square one. And then, you know, they're moving elsewhere. It's the same thing. And I think I told you guys this when I was knocking doors in Carroll County, running in this last election cycle in District 2. Knocking doors in Carroll County. And I ended up meeting many former Baltimore City residents. And I'll never forget this one home we went to. This woman answered the door. And the first thing she said, are you a Republican or a Democrat? And I said, I'm a Republican. She says, well, I have nothing to say to you, and I don't want to hear about it. And I said, oh, you're a Democrat. I said, well, that's interesting, because I looked around the neighborhood. The neighborhood she was in, she was like one of just a handful of Democrats in this neighborhood, right? Because obviously we have everything on our, you know, in our folders there. We're going door to door. And I said, well, that's interesting. You were in a very Republican neighborhood. I said, there's hardly any Democrats at all as far as your neighbors. I said, were you aware you're living around a bunch of Republicans? And she said, I live here because my son goes to school down the street and it's a great school. And I said, really? I said, so why do you think that is? Why do you think that there's great schools here and not really the best schools in Democrat strongholds? And here you are moving to a Republican area. And I noticed, so when I went to her door, there was a screen door, but her door was wide open. She didn't even lock her doors. And she did tell me that she moved in from Baltimore City. And I was like, well, that's why you don't bring your politics with you. Because if that's what you want, if you want to live in an area that has a poor school system, they don't clean the streets like they did out there, you can't leave your door unlocked, then stay where you were. Stay there, because that's what you're voting for. So I say this because, and I know, Marty, you're probably, I see your text coming in. I say this because there were people that were voting for Robbie Leonard against Scott Schellenberger the last election cycle. And some people were concerned that he was really gaining traction. And I looked at his platform and it was like, Marilyn Mosby 2.0. And I thought, there can't be enough people in Baltimore County that wants it to look like Baltimore City on a public safety level. At that time, Marilyn Mosby said she wasn't prosecuting prostitution. Remember that? And Ivan Bates, when he ran against her, he said, well, that's silly, because how would you know which girls are being are involved in human trafficking if you don't approach them and try to figure out what's going on? She didn't even want people to engage with these women that were selling their bodies. She was saying they should just leave them alone completely. Like a cop, if you see one, just leave her alone. Meanwhile, Ivan Bates, which made more sense to me, he said a lot of these women, they're trapped in this situation. They want you to approach them. They want help. And she was on the other side of it. Anyways, that's kind of, the way that Robbie Leonard was going with some of his policies. And, they were fine with intent to sell, right? You had the open-air drug markets. See, all of these things, it creates an environment where there's a poor quality of life. And if that's for you, if you're fine with walking out your front door and there's somebody selling drugs on the corner of the street, go live where that happens, okay? Because most of us don't want to be around that. And real quick, a quick story. My neighbor, I was talking to him the other day. He was asking me where Olivia went to school, because he realized that Olivia does not go to our neighborhood schools, right? His son does go to our neighborhood schools. And he said, look, my kid, he's doing really well, and I want him in an environment where he can succeed. He said, the school's here, it's not happening. I said, I know. His son's going to sixth grade, and I will just point it out because you guys know where I live, Middle River Middle School. People do not want to send their kids to Middle River Middle School. What is across the street from Middle River Middle School that I talk about on the show almost every day? An open-air drug market. An open-air drug market. So, of course, I asked him, and I said, are you worried about, the stuff going on at the gas station across the street? He said, hell yeah. I don't want my son walking past drug dealers on the way home from school every day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, I know. I complain about it on my show all the time. They don't do anything about it. God forbid you go up to them and stop them. And police have told me, they're like, Kim, we would like to do something about it. But the way the laws are now, it's considered racially profiling, or profiling in general, if you approach somebody that you believe is selling drugs. So they're out there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon selling drugs while kids are walking out of Middle River Middle School. Now, who wants their kids to be around that? And so, yeah, I sent him over the application to my daughter's school, and I said, yeah, I hope he is able to get in. That's why we pay for Olivia to go where she goes. Not in a million years would I put my kid in that situation. And it's so sad, because I know a lot of people can't afford to do that. And we don't have school choice. Why? Because, again, the people that are fine with voting for this crap, they're the ones that support the teachers union, and they don't want school choice. If you're fine with your kids walking past drug dealers every day on their way home from school, that's on you. Go ahead and go to one of those schools where it happens all the time in those neighborhoods, and they vote for it every year. But please stop moving into areas and voting for this nonsense, because we don't want it. We do not want it. It's a shame. Anyways, when we get back, we'll wrap up this conversation. But I want to put this on your radar. Scott Schellenberger again being targeted by George Soros, and hopefully he gets through the primary. Stay right there.
And everybody cares about health, wellness, fitness, nutrition, and so many of us are guessing our way through our health, guessing what foods to eat, what supplements to take, wondering why some things make us feel better than others. Now, that's where Viome comes in. It's a simple, at-home gut health test that uses advanced RNA technology. It analyzes your gut microbiome to understand how your body is truly functioning in this moment. And from there, Viome then creates a personalized food and supplement plan designed specifically for your body. Right, Linda? You've been doing this.
I have been doing it, and the test is easy. It's got great steps. It walks you right through. It's easy to do. You can send it right in.
Take the guesswork out of it. Get real data. Go to Viome/Hannity. Viome.com/Hannity today. And when you follow their plan, you can expect better digestion, more energy, improved mood. Stop guessing. Start knowing.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Then you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herr, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herr, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor. Advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Have you been injured in a car accident? Don't let the insurance companies push you around. I'm the Ouch Guy, and I fight for hardworking Baltimore families. You won't see me backing down. So while you focus on getting better, let me handle the rest. Call 877-OUCH-911 for the best attorney experience. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Ellis. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors every Saturday morning from 5 to 7 a.m. on the Outdoorsman Radio Show, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Noah, the producer, pointed out to me how did the story end with being at that woman's door in Carroll County. And, yeah, she basically just closed the door on me. She just said, thank you, have a good day. She didn't want to talk about it anymore. But, yeah, she was living on a street. Almost all of her neighbors are Republicans. And staunch Republicans at that. Right? It's not like, because, you know, you can see it on your file there. They were Trump-supporting Republicans. It wasn't like... I'm not talking Hogan Republicans. I'm talking Trump Republicans. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. So you live around a bunch of Trump Republicans, and you love it, and yet you're going to vote the opposite direction, but you love it. You said, who said she loves it? Oh, she does. She has to. That's why she's there. With her door unlocked... Well, she might not talk to her neighbors, but she could have her doors unlocked because she lives around neighbors that she knows isn't going to do anything to her or her home. And that's the difference. And I just hope people realize it. I got a text here in the text line. It says, if you live in Baltimore County, the state's attorney's race is the most important election in 2026. I urge Republicans and independents to switch party to vote for Scott Schellenberger. Wow, texter. You know what? You're not wrong. You are not wrong, because this is a great way to start sliding even further downhill. If he is primaried, and again, like I said, and this woman that they were talking about, by the way, her name is Sarah David. No, Deputy Sarah David. That's Sarah David. Is the other woman? Hold on, let me make sure I have her name correct here. I want to make sure. Let's see. Working Families spent $1 million. No, it is Sarah David. Yep, she's the deputy state prosecutor right now. Sarah David, she is the one, I believe her signs, I've seen her signs, correct me if I'm wrong, texter, I believe they're purple and yellow. And then, of course, you got Scott Schellenberger out there, and then you have another candidate, Liscombe, she's also running in the race. And so, George Soros is supporting Sarah David, and she said that she doesn't see a problem with this. But again, this isn't the first time. And it's a shame because, obviously, we don't want the progressivism. We already have enough in Baltimore County. This is why we have open-air drug markets. We don't want any more of it. We don't. And so, texter, I agree with you. It is a very important election. Please make sure you get out there and vote. And I know, here I am supporting a Democrat. Vote Scott Schellenberger. Vote Scott Schellenberger, please. I dare you to vote Scott Schellenberger, please. Please do it. Please. Please. I do not want to see a Marilyn Mosby type Baltimore County. I don't want to see it. All right. Coming up next, we will move on. We do have a list that has come out. And Baltimore City has made another undesirable list. We'll get into that. Also, unfortunately, a two-time NASCAR champion died suddenly yesterday. We'll get into that awful news. And Spencer Pratt's campaign in Los Angeles. Stay right there.
Stay connected and informed. Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now. 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
The following from Town Hall, I'm Rich Thomason. The head of the World Health Organization says the Ebola outbreak in Congo is spreading rapidly and poses a very high risk within that country. The UN Health Agency has revised its assessment of the risk inside Congo from high to very high. The risk remains high for a regional spread, but low at global levels. President Trump says the U.S. will be sending an additional 5,000 troops to Poland. The move comes as 5,000 American troops are withdrawn from Germany. Secretary of State Rubio is talking about U.S.-Cuba policy and what might come next.
Trump administration officials have previously alluded to the possibility of military action against Cuba, but Marco Rubio's latest remarks will take on added weight after the murder charges leveled against Raul Castro. Casting doubt on a diplomatic outcome, Mr. Rubio said the Trump administration was both very serious and very focused on changing the Cuban regime. His comments follow a build-up of U.S. military might in the region, with the USS Nimitz aircraft carrier and three escort warships arriving in the Caribbean Sea in recent days.
And that's the BBC's Joel Gunter in Washington. Secretary of State Rubio's in Sweden now to address NATO foreign ministers meeting there. President Trump has blasted the alliance for not lending a hand in the Iran war. There's also a good deal of uncertainty about the future U.S. role in the NATO alliance. Democratic National Committee Chair Ken Martin has released a study. It's critical of the party's performance in the 2024 campaign. Among other things, a so-called autopsy cites a persistent inability or unwillingness to listen to all voters. Looks like a soggy holiday weekend in store across the east and the southeast, mostly sunny and dry across good part of the west and the Midwest. NASCAR icon Kyle Busch has died. He was 41. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. After 15 years and over 50,000 cancellations, I can tell you with confidence, we know how to get you out of your timeshare. Call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit guide absolutely free with all your options for cancellation. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit.
800-926-5959. That's 800-926-5959. 800-926-5959.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens will hold its annual Memorial Day ceremony on Monday. Family, friends, veterans, and community members are all welcome to attend tribute honoring the brave men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice for the nation. The ceremony takes place in the Circle of Immortals section of the Field of Honor Garden, beginning at 10 a.m. And a 12-year-old boy is the fourth suspect arrested after a Baltimore County assault that left a girl unconscious at a home in Owings Mills. Police were called to Spectator Lane Monday night, where the 11-year-old girl was assaulted and three girls were later arrested and charged. The assault was recorded on video and it made the rounds on social media. Police say the four suspects charged in the assault all attend Pikesville Middle School. The victim attends a different school. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it was the postgame show to beat all others Wednesday afternoon, talking about the Masson postgame show. After the O's got swept by the Rays, Big Ben McDonald and his rant against baseball analytics that made national news. Well, Big Ben took to the airwaves yesterday, the Ryan Ripken show, to explain.
The analytical world, to me, is real. We need smart people in our game, and I don't want people to think that I'm totally 100% against analytics, because I'm not. We need those people in our game. Having said that, I don't think it's the end-all, be-all.
On that note, the Baltimore Sun citing these numbers this morning. Since 1898, 640 MLB teams have lost 29 of their first 50 games, and only 13 of them, that's 2%, have turned their season around to make the playoffs. Now, of the 13 teams that have climbed out of this big early hole, three of them have done so since 2022, when MLB added the third wildcard spot to the playoffs. And finally, how about this? The legend of Bo Jackson continues with this story, as told to the Big Podcast produced by Shaquille O'Neal, on when his athletic prowess became apparent.
My Little League baseball season was over, and the guys that play in the Men's Industrial League, the catcher wrecked on his motorcycle and broke his ankle. They needed a catcher. I caught, and first guy got on base, tried to steal him. I threw him out on my knees. Then got up and hit a home run at 9 years old.
Against grown men in an industrial.
Grown men in their 20s.
Perhaps the greatest athlete of modern times. Coming up in 30 minutes, the shocking news this morning in the world of auto racing. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM News Time is 10:07. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast, rainy and cooler today. Temperatures only in the low 60s. Plan on more rain tonight as temperatures fall back into the very cool low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
60 degrees in Bowley's Quarters, 58 in Pikesville, and 60 in Joppatown. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Basic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. It's Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully you have plans. If you don't have plans, it's all right. It's okay. The weather's not the best, you know. Just enjoy the break if you can. Again, I will be here on Monday, Memorial Day, and, of course, I'll be here every day next week. So in case you're wondering, I will definitely be here. So make sure you tune in to WCBM 680. You know, I did end up tagging, just so you guys know, I did end up tagging Jared Domernis with Emily Apayo's report there on Baltimore Banner. And I asked, you know, just in my post there, I said, well, you know, what are we doing here? Our jurisdiction is now making up their own rules. So I doubt he'll answer me or reply, but maybe he will then speak to the rest of the boards and figure out how they can all get on the same page. Because if Jared Domernis is telling people to throw those ballots out or to make sure they fill out a replacement ballot because the other ballot won't be counted, and then you have other jurisdictions saying, well, no, we'll go ahead and count those ballots unless a replacement ballot arrives. See like they're going to have to all be on the same page. That's what they're going to have to do because, you know, and of course, there's lots of people commenting on Emily's story, concerned about the duplicates and concerned that some of the wrong ballots might be counted. Saying wrong as in a Democrat received a Republican ballot and, you know, so forth. Anyways, we'll keep our eye on that. I just want to say there was some sad news breaking in the NASCAR community yesterday. Kyle Busch, a two-time Cup Series champion who won more races than anyone across NASCAR's three National Series, has unfortunately died. Very young, only 41 years old. The Busch family and NASCAR issued a joint statement just yesterday after he had been hospitalized for just a couple of days. Of course, no cause of death has been given as of yet. Lots of speculation online, though, because apparently he did not feel well. The Busch family said earlier Thursday that he was hospitalized with a severe illness 3 days before he was to compete in the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Now, Busch was testing in the Chevrolet Racing Simulator in Concord on Wednesday. It looks like Concord, North Carolina, not to be confused with Concord, Massachusetts, when he became unresponsive and was transported to hospital in Charlotte. Several people familiar with the situation told the Associated Press on the conditions of being anonymous here. He says because details have not been disclosed by the Busch's family or his team. He survived by his wife, Samantha, and children, Brexton and Lennox. Brexton, and I only know this because I went to go look at Kyle Busch's social media page there on X, because I know that he had just taken part in a race, because obviously there were a lot of people posting about it. But then when I went to his page, I saw his son, Brexton, just turned 11 2 days ago. And you could see Kyle Busch there in the videos, you know, saying congratulations to his son. There were people commenting saying that he wasn't feeling well then. And then they said in that last race, he did ask for a doctor, apparently. He had sinus congestion issues, which I know I'm very familiar with. I'm very familiar with sinus congestion issues. But, of course, there's some people speculating that the sinus infection got, you know, too out of control. And that's why he ended up in the hospital. But very, very sad indeed. Only 41 years old. And Lennox is younger. His daughter Lennox is younger than Brexton. I don't know her exact age, by the way. But I can't imagine what his wife, Samantha, and children are going through. Keep them in your prayers as you head to church this Sunday. So sad indeed. 41 years old, this champion, this NASCAR champion. Oh, I feel so bad for his kids. So young. So young. All right, I wanted to make sure that we sent our condolences there. I also wanted to mention, because I've been paying attention just a bit, and some of you have been as well, we were talking about the state's attorney's race here in Baltimore County, but I have been paying attention to the mayoral race in Los Angeles. Spencer Pratt has been doing a great job on social media, And many of you have texted in, you've sent me emails saying, hey, have you seen Spencer's new campaign ad? He has a new campaign ad every week, by the way. Okay, and they all go viral. And I don't know who his campaign manager is. I don't know who does his digital or his digital team. And they're doing a fantastic job. But, you know, and there he's like, you know, he's in Hollywood. They do a lot of stuff like that. So he might have a team, honestly, that might not even be really a political team. They could be more on the Hollywood side of things. And these are like little mini videos and mini movies for them. You know what I mean? Because they're all going viral. He's doing a fantastic job. But even beyond that, I wanted to share with you, because you might have seen those ads already, the way that he's interviewing is really impressive for me. Because Spencer Pratt, he was a reality TV star. He's, you know, married Heidi, who was on the reality show with him. They were both on, there was a Laguna Beach reality show, but then there was a spinoff called The Hills. Spencer and Heidi were on The Hills part of it. Okay, they weren't on the original Laguna Beach. They were on the spinoff, but they were both very successful, both reality shows. But on the reality show, The Hills, a lot of people didn't like Spencer Pratt. He was like the villain. Okay, but he was dating Heidi, who was good friends with Lord Conrad and Kristen Cavallari. And yes, I used to watch both of these shows, so I know all about it. Okay. Anyway, so Spencer Pratt, at that time, he was like the villain, right? And then they all kind of broke up. The shows were canceled and they all went to go do their own thing. Well, you know, Heidi, she started like this music career. She has like these pop songs. And her husband, Spencer, is really like her manager, basically. And so they were doing well. And as many of you know already, they were living in the Palisades. And with the Palisades fire, they lost everything. They lost everything, and they're now living in, like, this trailer on Spencer Pratt's parents' property or something like that. And so the more and more that came out about the fire, right, we did find out it was set by some monster. But beyond that, there was a lack of leadership. So Karen Bass, she was out of town. Her deputy or what have you, he was doing whatever he was doing. It was funny because I saw this one interview where Spencer Pratt was saying, yeah, Karen Bass was out of town, but then her deputy mayor, he apparently called it a bomb threat to City Hall. Did you guys hear about this? He called it a bomb threat to City Hall because he didn't feel like going into work. The deputy mayor in Los Angeles. And so Spencer Pratt revealed that in another interview. Well, anyways, that's what sparked Spencer's interest, according to Mr. Pratt, to run for office. He said, look, if these people can run for office and they can win, I can win and I can actually do a good job. Okay. And so he's running for office there in this mayoral race. Karen Bass, you know, she's the incumbent and she's running for re-election and she's not doing too poorly because, again, just as we were talking about that woman in Carroll County, again, you've got people that keep voting for this craziness. So you've got the homeless on the streets. You've got, you know, people, you know, shooting and injecting up, you know, right there in the open. Apparently, that's not against the law. Apparently, if you are struggling with addiction and you are a user, apparently you can do it right there on the sidewalk. And kids walk by, nobody cares. It's just there. It's a thing. Anyway, so there were a bunch of celebrities, of course, that lost their homes in the fire. And now there's been more celebrities talking about how bad the living conditions are. Even Drake the rapper. Okay, so there's all these people now, including the Kardashians, that are supporting Spencer Pratt. And one of his biggest supporters out of the family actually is Khloe Kardashian. And she, if you go to his Instagram page, she's in his comment section like, fight the good fight. We can't wait to vote for you. You know, because they're there as well. And they've talked about how their neighborhood used to be nice. And now, like they say, year by year, like the homeless encampments inch closer and closer to their neighborhood. Now, they live in a gated community, but after you come out of the gated community, according to Khloe, it's a nightmare. And it's scary. Okay? So, Spencer Pratt's getting a lot of support from a lot of different people. But, of course, Karen Bass, she's still part of that establishment, so she's raising money as well. So he sits down with CNN, Spencer Pratt, to do this interview. And this is the part that I love, because the first thing, the thing that they always ask you, if you're new on the scene, you don't have political chops, they always ask you as if, how dare you have the audacity to run for office without any political experience. They ask you that every single time. I received that question a million times when I ran against Kwesi Enfume in Baltimore. That's the first thing every reporter would ask me. What makes you think you can be a politician if you've never worked in politics? And I, of course, to me, I'm like, well, there you go. That's the best thing yet. Right? So when you hear Governor Wes Moore saying, oh, I'm not a politician. I'm not in politics. I've never been in politics. You know, he's trying to separate himself because the average American, if you ever look at the approval rating for politicians, it's so low. It's like at 20%, 26%. The politicians are terrible. It's the same old, right? Wash, rinse, repeat. So anyways, I thought Spencer Pratt, I thought he handled the CNN interview very well. Take a listen.
Your political role model?
Jesus Christ.
Okay, I mean, that's what
he had to go in and
are there any speak. Modern politicians that you're especially studying or drawn to?
No. I'm not a politician. I don't want to be a politician.
Yeah.
I want to be a fighter for the people.
But you've mentioned though that
Obama, I'm most similar to Obama.
Okay.
And I know the View lady said I don't have a law degree, so I'm gonna work on that online in the next before November. I probably can get one. Do the baby bar.
But as you've pointed out, that, you know, as mayor, you need a lot of advisors and help because it's a giant job at a giant city. And you don't have as much managerial experience of a city. And you've said that you've talked with a lot of different potential advisors who are willing to come on board with you but don't want to say so publicly because of fears about their own safety. Is there anybody, though, that have names that you can give us or the type of people that you're talking to get a better sense of what a Pratt administration would actually look like?
Well, first, let's rewind to what Mayor Bass's past experience running a city when she got elected.
Right.
All she ever did was name a post office. So this idea that she came from...
She'd been the Speaker of the Assembly, she'd run the Community Coalition, and she'd been a Congress member and chair of the Congressional Black Caucus.
None of that connects to managing.
Right, she never run a city.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if we're doing like who knows how to yell at the LADWP for having two reservoirs empty, I'm going to be better at that than she clearly is.
Yeah.
But everyone will know my team in 2 weeks when I become the mayor and they won't have to fear retaliation. So for instance, one of these people, I don't know if you saw Harvey Levin.
He said he talked to somebody, but he wouldn't say who it is.
And
so for
what,
the rest
what,
of us.
What was like, his response about talking to that person?
He said that was an impressive person.
So.
So there you have it. Of course, it's a much longer interview. It's with CNN if you want to take a look at the entire interview. But he's absolutely correct. Karen Bass, yes, she was a legislator. But all she did as a legislator was rename a post office. That is correct. Even when she was on Capitol Hill, she was the chair of the Legislative Black Caucus, the Congressional Caucus, and she did absolutely nothing. Nothing at all. And even though she had all these titles, I think Spencer brought up a great point. Nothing that he mentioned really relates to running a major metropolitan city. It doesn't. Same thing with Mayor Brandon Scott here in Baltimore. What has he done before being the mayor? He worked his very first job, and I know Sean talked about this too. He's never actually had a job in the private sector. Did you know that? His very first job, he was an intern under, I want to say the internship was under, who was right before Stephanie Rawlings-Blake? Whoever the mayor was then. Then he was hired as a staffer for Stephanie Rawlings-Blake. That was his first real job. He's worked in City Hall his entire life, okay? He's my age, right? Mid-40s, he's my age. And so he's never had experience running a business, private sector, where, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. You can't just take it out of, you know, a taxpayer's pocket. So here he is now trying to run this major city like Karen Bass, and he's failing time and time again because he doesn't know how this actually works. And I thought Spencer Pratt did a great job pointing that out. I wish, you know, looking back on my race and the questions that I had, I wish that I had the media training, I guess, to be able to answer questions like Spencer Pratt is answering them. And I know he's just speaking off the cuff and from the heart, but I wish I had, you know, at that time, enough chops about myself and you know, that confidence to be able to say, hey, I know you don't think I can handle this because I'm a college dropout, which some reporters said to me. But let's keep in mind, Kwaisi Fume did absolutely nothing when he was in the first time around. He then went to go run the and be the head of the NAACP, where the only thing he did there was get in trouble for mishandling the finances. Then he left there, and now he is, again, running for Congress. I wish I had the guts to say that, and I did it. And I love the fact that Spencer Pratt has the guts. All right, when we get back, we'll wrap up this conversation. If you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I think Spencer's going to win. I think he's going to win. I think he's really won the hearts of so many people. Real quick before we go, I want to make sure that you knew about my favorite hangout spot at the Social Kitchen at the Yorktown Social off of Cranbrook Road. It's a casual, contemporary, and trendy space with vibrant, beautifully designed surroundings just made for mingling. I've had the chance to eat there myself, and if you follow me online, you've seen all the pictures. They've got the top of style, small plates, and of course, I've taken pictures of the short rib egg rolls, the crab cake balls. I haven't had the pineapple shrimp ceviche just yet. It is on my list. Now, whether you're grabbing a bold cocktail or heading back to the private bar, this place has it all under one roof. It is truly amazing, and I don't think you should be surprised if you see me there, okay? Make sure you say hello. Bring your friends and family and experience it for yourself. Go to YorktownSocial.com to see the full menu and hours open. Yorktown Social could be your next new favorite hangout, just like it's mine.
More than 6 million kids in the U.S. have ADHD, and many aren't getting the support they need. At understood.org, we can help. Sometimes in class, the only thing your child can focus on are the thoughts racing through their head.
Why am I always falling behind? Why do I feel so alone? So different?
Your child is looking to you for answers. But as a parent, you probably have a lot of questions too. What should I do next? Where do I even start? At understood.org, we provide parents with the resources they need to help kids with ADHD thrive. Your child wants to thrive. Be the reason they do. Visit understood.org/the reason to get started.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
When we've watched a president who's now had the greatest assault on black female employment, when we've seen the president of the United States trying to ban books, change our history, minimize our history.
That's right.
Yep. You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, by the grace of God, it is finally Friday. Stephen Colbert's final show is about to air, going out with a whimper, not a bang.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Again, we were talking about Spencer Pratt. Again, I do think he's doing well. I guess we'll see. Their election is what? Is it less than 2 weeks now? We'll see what happens. I got a couple texts here. Craig in Harford County. He said, Kim, Baltimore County voters almost elected Robbie Leonard last time, which would have been terrible for the county as well as the police. It wouldn't surprise me if they elected a candidate that was destructive to their own safety. Craig in Harford County. Craig, I am praying it doesn't happen. Will I be surprised? No, I wouldn't be surprised. But I'm praying that it doesn't happen. We already have, I mean, from the Towson Town Center to, you know, what we've been seeing, even in Cockeysville, it's hard to imagine that people don't realize that voting is so important. So important. Let's see. Dale says, Kim, do you think it's odd that the company that did the Maryland ballots is from Minnesota? I don't know if I think it's odd. I don't know. I think we use a couple of vendors out of Minnesota. I think, you know what? That's a good question there, Dale. And we will talk before we go today about the latest in the fraud case there in Minnesota. And again, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is reportedly, allegedly connected. Let's see. We've got a couple other text messages here. Let's see. Jet from Moncton, I did see it. I don't think your message came through there. It's just like a blank slate on my side, if you want to resend it. Frank says, the ballot issue can easily be fixed. Mail out new ballots in a different color, maybe yellow. Any ballots that come in that are not yellow go in the trash. It's very simple. Yeah, Frank, a lot of people were saying this in the very beginning. Yet they didn't think to do that. And it's an easy way to do it. And I think that's why some people believe this is intentional, because there is an easy fix. But they're choosing not to do the easy fix here. That's what they're choosing. Susan in Westminster says, Kim, sounds like a perfect plan to achieve double votes for the Democrats. Nothing new as they twist themselves like a pretzel. It's embarrassing living in Maryland. Again, Susan in Westminster. Susan, it's hard to believe, like I just said, that this isn't intentional. It is. It's hard to believe it. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. And I look at this situation saying, why are they doing it this way? I mean, even just last night, why is the board in just meeting last night for the first time? And why are they trying to decide, you know, on what they will do in Baltimore differently than what the state has suggested or recommended? Doesn't make any sense, does it? Doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't Jared DeMertis make sure that all the jurisdictions were on the same page? All right. I did want to give you the question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Very simple question, WCBM.com. Also on the app, are you traveling for Memorial Day weekend? Yes or no? Are you traveling for Memorial Day weekend? I'm trying to see how many people are going to be on the roads. No, I want to see how many people are going to be on the roads. So far, 95% of you say no. 5% of you say yes. Is it the weather or is it the gas prices? Oh, I wonder. I should have put that on there. Yeah, what would be the reason? Oh, no, the producer said it's both. Yeah, gas prices and the weather. I feel, you know, for me, it's the weather. If the weather was nicer, I would go. Like, even if it was to Bethany Beach or something with Olivia. But I can't do it. I can't do it. Too much rain. Too much rain. We'll stay in and watch a movie. All right, coming up next, we got so much more.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says past U.S. presidents have considered actively intervening in Cuba, but, in Mr. Trump's words, looks like I'll be the one that does it. Secretary of State Rubio says the Trump administration seeks to resolve differences with Cuba peacefully, but he doubts the U.S. can reach a diplomatic resolution with the island's communist government. And Secretary Rubio is in Sweden now for a NATO foreign ministers meeting. The president has criticized the alliance for not lending a hand in the Iran war. There's also much uncertainty about the future role the U.S. will play in the NATO alliance. It is a lengthy prison sentence for a Minnesota woman, the center of a massive fraud scandal that ripped off taxpayers to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. On Wall Street, the Dow is up close to 300 points, NASDAQ ahead 66. This is SRN News.
Hey, Bel Air, this is Alfonso. Come experience one of the area's most exciting new spots from the festival, Sol Oaxaca. We're serving up fresh homemade Mexican favorites, from guacamole made fresh to tacos, fajitas, enchiladas, and more. Love seafood? We've got it. Vegetarian options? Covered. And don't miss our brick oven pizzas and lunch specials Monday through Friday till 3. Join us for lunch, dinner, or drinks 7 days a week. Just Google Sol Oaxaca Bel Air. SOLOAXACA for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. That's Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. And come taste what everyone's talking about.
Custom home builders and remodelers find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
We lead with some shocking news this morning. The two-time NASCAR Cup Series champion Kyle Busch has died. The news sending shockwaves through the garage and the racing world. NASCAR, the Busch family, and Richard Childress Racing announced the death last night, but did not offer a cause of death. Busch is the first active NASCAR Cup Series driver to die since Dale Earnhardt passed away on the final lap of the 2001 Daytona 500. Kyle Busch was 41 years of age. Meanwhile, the O's trying to make some headway, find themselves in MLB worst 13 games out of first place as they open a three-game holiday weekend set with the Tigers tonight. Chris Bassitt will try to improve on that 1-5 mark. Reliever Anthony Nunez, who blew the finale in St. Pete, insists the clubhouse is not down.
I say just keep them pushing forward. Nobody's really down. Nobody's really out. You know what I mean? Everybody's still working hard, trying to push wins together and keep going forward.
Game time tonight is 7:05. Coming up in 30 minutes, Big Ben explains his rant. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Your Fox 45 forecast, rainy and cooler heading into the weekend. Plan on more rain showers today with highs in the cool low 60s. Rain is ongoing tonight as temperatures fall into the even cooler low 50s. And then more showers likely on Saturday. Saturday looks like a complete washout with rain from start to finish and temperatures in the upper 50s to near 60. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you've been hurt because someone else was careless, you deserve answers and, of course, compensation. I'm JB the Ouch Guy, and with me, you pay nothing unless we win your case. No upfront fees, no risk, just results. Call 877-OUCH-911 today. Ouch Guy is on your side. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
Hair Volume from New Nordic will make your hair look thick and healthy. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon and NewNordicUSA.com or in the hair care aisle at your local CVS.
Previously on Casey and Company.
He says he is fiscally responsible. That is an absolute. I was laughing out loud while reading this op-ed. This guy lives in a dream world. He's embellished his resume beyond recognition, and now he's trying to gaslight Marylanders into having us believe he's a fiscally responsible governor. Why? Because you balance a budget, which is constitutionally required? That's absurd.
Start your morning with Maryland's wake-up call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
All right. Good morning. Happy Friday. Don't forget, I'll be here on Monday. That's right. Memorial Day. Kim Classic Live. We'll be on a schedule. I do appreciate you guys tuning in. I know that you have options every 9 a.m. to 12 noon, Monday through Friday. I do appreciate you guys listening to the show. I've got a text here from Lester. He says, being that Maryland will not provide the voter rolls to the feds in the investigating that are investigating this incident should subpoena the list provided by Maryland to the vendor. That's a good point there, Lester. He says, although it is not the entire roll, it is where if there was cheating by having ineligible voters on the list, that is where it would most likely be. Yeah, Lester, because I would think even if you had a handful of names that came up with, say, a death certificate, or if it was of an illegal immigrant, I would think that you could take that handful of names and say, all right, to a judge and say, here, Your Honor, this is why we need to continue to investigate. This is why we need all the voter rolls. I think it's a great idea, Lester. I did want to talk about a couple other topics here today, if you don't mind. One of being which in PG County, in Prince George's County. Now, you guys know I grew up in Pitchstoners County in Accokeek, Maryland. So I'm somewhat familiar with some of the cast of characters in this next story. But Prince George's County has quite the story here. And as I mentioned earlier, it was first broken by the Baltimore Banner, which I thought was interesting because the story has to do with the PG County Planning Board chair. And with the planning, and zoning, he kind of oversees not just PG County, but also Montgomery County. Well, anyways, I want you to take a listen to this audio here because, one, there's a similarity between what's happening in PG County and what's happening in Baltimore City. So if you're wondering how does it impact you, we could have the same thing going on in many jurisdictions across the state. But I wanted you to take a listen because this former delegate now former PG County Planning Board chair, he resigned yesterday. And he did so quickly to avoid having to go in front of the public and explain some of the allegations against him. Take a listen.
The Prince George's County Planning Board is searching for a new chairperson after Daryl Barnes abruptly resigned.
On Sunday, the News 4 I team broke the news that Barnes stepped down after a planning commission attorney accused him of using his position for personal gain and retaliating against her when she pushed back on his financial requests. Our investigative reporter Tracy Wilkins has been following this story and joins us now. Tracy, what's going on here?
I know. There's a lot happening, yeah. And there are all these twists and turns. We have been investigating this for some time, taking a look at the allegations that have been made against Barnes. I can tell you that in our phone call, Barnes denied all wrongdoing. In an exclusive phone conversation with me over the weekend, he told me he was limited in what he could say because of the ongoing investigations. The concerns were raised by Deborah Borden, the top attorney for the Maryland National Capital Park and Planning Commission, in a confidential letter sent to the board in February. That letter became public last week. We obtained a copy of the letter through a source with knowledge of one of the ongoing investigations. In it, Borden accuses Barnes of abusing his chairmanship. Some of the allegations include pressuring staff to hire his sister, attempting to direct vendor contracts to his own businesses and friends, using taxpayer dollars to purchase an SUV worth approximately $100,000 for commission work and removing its ability to be tracked, and asking the commission to pay for his private club dues in Virginia. Borden alleges Barnes threatened to have her fired when his requests were denied. The complaint was submitted to the Planning Commission by Borden's private attorney, who indicated additional litigation on her behalf, saying Barnes' alleged conduct could threaten the integrity and reputation of the commission, which supervises land use and zoning matters for both Prince George's and Montgomery counties. In the resignation letter Barnes provided to News 4, he said he was submitting his resignation to avoid further distraction from the commission's work, and that he continues to dispute the allegations that have been made against him. Barnes is a former state delegate and was appointed by Prince George's County Executive Aisha Braveboy in July of 2025. Braveboy will now name his replacement, which must be confirmed by the county council.
Quite the story there. So again, he was Delegate Daryl Barnes previously, and then he was appointed to the board, the Puget County Planning Board, which oversees the zoning and vendor contracts, by Aisha Braveboy. Aisha Braveboy, if you recall, she was the state's attorney there in Prince George's County. And then when you had Angela Alsobrooks end up running for that Senate seat, now she's a senator, you had Aisha Braveboy and many, because I would see their signs every time. My mom still lives down there. I would see the signs all of the time. There were so many Democrats vying for that Prince George's County executive seat. And Aisha Braveboy ended up getting the seat. Okay. Now, Delegate Daryl Barnes, he did, in fact, endorse Aisha Braveboy for the seat. And then she appointed him to this chair position. See, this is, it's interesting because in my mind, and I guess this is how cynical I am, in my mind, they're all doing this. In my mind, this is happening behind closed doors everywhere. But I thought it was really interesting. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I thought it was interesting because even though, you know, he was pressuring this woman to hire his sister, this is allegedly, by the way, vendor contracts, you know, they were saying that allegedly he was steering them towards his businesses, his friends' businesses, you know. And then, you know, the one that really stuck out to me, I don't know if you guys heard there, but he purchased an SUV. Did you hear that piece? He purchased an SUV for over $100,000. And as soon as I heard that, it just completely, like, alarm bells went off for me. Because we talked about Mayor Brandon Scott and the SUV he purchased for $165,000. And at the time, he kept telling Mackenzie Frost and everybody else to get off of it. He doesn't care how much it costs. He needs that. You know, it's an armored vehicle. And his life is very precious, apparently. And so he needs, even though he says, you know, the crime and violence is down in Baltimore City, he needs to ride around in the Beast like the President of the United States. Because apparently, number one, he's just as important. And number two, it probably isn't that safe as they, you know, portray it to be. Okay. So when I heard that this guy's SUV that he purchased as he became the PG County Planning Board chair was $100,000. And then if you heard there, she went further He wanted it to be untrackable. Now, you're the planning board chair, right? You're on the commission. Why would that individual need an untrackable car? Why? I'm not just playing dumb here. I don't get it. Why does he need his SUV to be untrackable? What could possibly be happening where the PG County Planning Board chair needs to make sure that his SUV, paid for by taxpayers, cannot be tracked? Now, the producer, what do you think? Why would he need an untrackable SUV? He's dealing with zoning. Why would he need... Why would you need an untrackable SUV? Yeah, he doesn't know, he want people to know where he is, but where can he possibly be? Right? See, that's the part that stuck out to me. So then, of course, you know me, my mind starts racing. So then I'm thinking, wait a minute, because we kept on the show, you guys called in, I was reading your text messages, and we kept going over and over, you know, why would Mayor Scott's vehicle cost $165,000? Because remember, it was more than Governor Wes Moore's vehicle, more than Police Commissioner Worley's vehicle, and we kept wondering, you know, what does he have, what are the bells and whistles to get to that price tag? Is the mayor's SUV untrackable? Because now I have all these questions. I didn't know they were looking for this nonsense. Anyways, if you know the answer, because I just might be, you know, very green. If you know the answer, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You can always text me in the text line. I was racking my brain about this last night. I said, well, why would he need this? Who the heck is tracking the PG County chair? I would think not even his office would be tracking him, right? Let alone criminals or thieves. Like, what would you want with the zoning chair? What, right? Am I the only one? Maybe I'm delusional. And then when I read about the vendor contracts and how he was allegedly steering them towards his businesses, again, all of this will come out. As they dig further into this with an investigation. Right now, that part is alleged, right? But in my mind, as I mentioned earlier, I figured the politicians were all doing this. That's why you ended up with the Healthy Holly book scandal, right, with Mayor Catherine Pugh. I think there are so many politicians, and I'm going to say both on the left and the right, that are on the take, and this is what happens. This is when they get caught. Think about all the politicians that are now, you know, being tried and going to jail for taking COVID relief funds and FEMA money. I mean, it really is. It's like an epidemic for politicians. Like, why can't you just take your regular paycheck? What's up with all the extras? And then he wanted them to, did you hear that part? He has a private country club that he visits in Virginia, and he wanted the taxpayers to pay his dues. That was on the list of alleged things. Again, it's still all allegedly, right? Yeah. But why Virginia? You know, down there in PG County, you've got Fort Washington, you've got the National Harbor area. Fort Washington has great clubs over there. They even have the yacht club. He can't even keep the money in state? He's taking it to Virginia? Man. Well, anyways, this is a former delegate, Daryl Barnes. Former delegate. It just makes you wonder what these people are truly doing behind closed doors. I got my friend Antoinette in Baltimore. Antoinette, when you hear about all the bells and whistles on this car and it being untrackable, does that not pique your interest?
Yes, it does. But you know something, Kim? You know what's real interesting? What's real interesting is when you was talking about Brandon Scott's vehicle and then you got a lot of other politicians, they're buying these vehicles that's hundreds of thousands of dollars. And Brandon Scott never really had a real job until he got to be city mayor. Yeah. But now you're just spending our money any kind of way.
Yep.
And to me, what I'm not understanding is, you know, him and Westmore, your governor, they don't know how to work towards something. And as far as this untrackable vehicles where you can't track them, what they're doing and where they're going at, they thieves.
Yeah.
They're just thieves. And one day, and I hope it's very soon, you know, they're always speaking on Donald Trump. You know how Donald Trump made his money. You know where he's coming from. Brandon Scott and Wes Moore, they are young men. It's no way in the world that you can afford to buy all of these things, so you didn't want to work like the normal person, how we graduated. You know, you start one job, oh, I want a better job. They jump right into the world of Baltimore, Maryland, where all our politicians, they don't care about us. All they want to do is just take from us. And they want to stunt our growth. Brandon Scott don't know what it is about buying a house. It took you to become mayor to get you a house. They don't even, you know, they can't even, you know, visualize paying bills. But they want the people to struggle, but they want to live their best life. All they want to do is have a party.
Yeah, great points, Antoinette.
So,
yeah.
I'm just wondering, with Baltimore, Maryland citizens from Baltimore City to Baltimore County, enough is enough, you guys. You know, you got Fume. You have all of these people that's representing you, but we're suffering. You don't see any migrants. You don't see no immigrants. You don't see them on the streets begging. You don't see them sleeping on the streets, but you see all our black, white, and brown people that are citizens, and all of these people that are homeless have had jobs at one point in time, but they don't care about them.
Yeah.
So, I'm just trying to cover all of my feelings.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you, Antoinette, I do.
Because, I mean, when is it going to stop? You know, I mean, here you got Wes Moore throwing daggers at Trump, Brandon Scott, you know, all of their crew, they throwing daggers at Trump. Everything that Trump is saying about Baltimore is true. What I would love to see Trump do is send a massive investigation on the city and the state of Baltimore, Maryland, because he's going to be the only one that's going to be able to save us. He's
yeah.
going to be the only one to save us. Unfortunately, the Democrats are playing checkers. They're not smart people. So,
I'm right there with you.
When is it enough?
Hopefully it'll be this election cycle. I don't know, but I'm hoping.
I don't know, but I hope the people of Baltimore, Maryland get smart, because the only way to go is red. And I am very fearful that Dan Cox and Ed Hale need to sit down. We can't take no more Wes Moore. We can't have this man no more. He got to go. He's a clown. He don't care about us.
Yeah, it looks like he's looking at his political future. Antoinette, yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate you as always. I hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend.
And you have one, too. And be safe, because it's going to be dangerous here.
Yeah, no,
We're
it
not
is.
Not safe. It's getting ready to get warm.
Yeah, no, that's true. Antoinette, thank you.
The crime is running rapid. And your mayor and your governor don't care. They're not doing anything. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I agree with you. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
And you have one as well.
Thank you. Yeah, and that is absolutely true. Brandon Scott has not had a real job at all. And Wes Moore made most of his money in the private sector, or not the private sector, nonprofit world. And I think that's why he does kind of run, and we've talked about this, the state of Maryland kind of like a charity. Right. I think he's, you know, he uses the taxpayer dollar almost as if they're donations. And I don't know if he can make the distinction. I'm not so sure. Yeah. So when we get back, and again, Antoinette, thank you so much for calling in. When we get back, we'll wrap up this conversation. I also wanted to just talk about the hazmat issue on Mount Carmel Road. Those right there below the Pennsylvania line up there on 83. You might have seen this happen on Wednesday around 2:30 p.m. A sad story. It was a missing man. And unfortunately, they believe a case that ended in suicide. So in case you were out there on Mount Carmel Road, I didn't know exactly what was going on. I have the details for you. Stay right there.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000 and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Again, we're talking about what's going down in PG County. And former delegate Daryl Barnes, he was just the PG County Planning Board Chair. He just resigned from his position because he would have to have a public hearing about some allegations of, you know, misspending and misusing taxpayer money, and then also pressuring staffers who hire his sister and some other things, including purchasing an SUV for $100,000 and making sure that it was untrackable, which that's the part that really stuck out to me, because I was really trying to think to myself, why would it have to be untrackable? Who's after you? You know, you're the PG County Planning Board Chair. Who the heck is chasing you? All right, we'll see. We'll see what happens there. I do have a caller on the line. It looks like I might have met this caller previously. And I asked this caller about how he feels about the attack in Iran. Hey there, caller. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing, Kim?
I'm doing well. I remember talking to you, and I do remember trying to get your thoughts on how you feel about where we currently stand with the Strait of Hormuz and everything that you see right now as far as foreign policy.
Ma'am, I've been in the Persian Gulf 4 times. I've been over there. I was there for the Saddam thing. I was there for the Bin Laden thing. I actually extended 5 months past my 20 because of the position I held, and they told me they could really use my help. We're going to get Bin Laden. So I did, and my family came, got my daughter out of California, and packed all my stuff up, and I went on my way. Now, when Obama finally pushed the button, like, to go get him, I celebrated, okay? That was somebody that needed to go. Now, when we took out the regime in Iran, there should have been the same celebration throughout the United States. They have taken out civilians, military people there. That's just a bad regime. Now, during my military career, I built nuclear weapons. I taught nuclear weapons. I know what a fallout is. A lot of people, I guess, don't understand that. That place can never get something like that. I don't understand politics when it comes to that. But the other issue is I wanted to talk about Governor Moore and Scott how this state is really going in the wrong direction. I used to come home from the military, and we'd go to the Inner Harbor, eat a Phillips, enjoy the city. None of that's around anymore. So we had a crisis in 2022 with COVID. Hogan stepped up to the plate and waived gas tax for 30 days. I know Governor Moore was asked to do this, and he didn't, because they're campaigning on affordability. They want the prices to be as high as possible. That's not looking out for the people of Maryland. This is them looking out for their own agenda. They forgot about the people. Now, with all these tax increases in Maryland, is taking people below, you know, where they want to be. And who comes up with a paint tax? You must have something like an IQ of 4 or less. That is terrible.
Yeah, I'm kind of on a break here, but you're absolutely right. And these are a lot of issues that people talk about all the time. I appreciate you calling in, and I agree with you 100%. Here we are, Memorial Day weekend. And people should understand that nuclear weapons cannot be something that Iran has their hands on. Thank you, caller, so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend. When we get back, we'll continue the discussion on some local topics.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
For 75 years, our voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, we've pushed the science,
changed the laws,
raised the funds, shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular disease research.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you wouldn't stop us if you tried.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says for decades, American presidents have considered actively intervening in Cuba. But in Mr. Trump's words, it looks like I'll be the one that does it. Secretary of State Rubio says the Trump administration would prefer to resolve differences with Cuba peacefully, but he doubts the U.S. can reach a diplomatic resolution with the island's communist regime. The secretary is in Sweden for a NATO foreign ministers meeting. He says freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz is more important to other NATO members than it is to the U.S., suggesting the allies might want to lend a hand should the U.S. have to force the issue with Iran. President Trump says the U.S. will be sending an additional 5,000 troops to Poland. The move comes as 5,000 American troops are pulled out of Germany. It's a lengthy prison sentence for a Minnesota woman, the center of a massive fraud scandal, ripped off taxpayers to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars.
In what is billed by officials as the largest COVID-19 fraud scheme in the country, Amy Bach has been sentenced to nearly 42 years in prison. Bach ran Feeding Our Future and was convicted in a staggering $250 million fraud case that helped ignite an immigration crackdown in Minnesota by the Trump administration. After the sentencing, authorities held a news conference to announce charges against 15 more people accused of fraud and receiving federal payments for a variety of social services administered through Minnesota's state government. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A NASCAR icon is dead. Kyle Busch was just 41 years old. His family says he died after being hospitalized, survived by his wife and two children. Wall Street looks like it's heading for another winning week. The Dow is up 278 points, and NASDAQ ahead 116. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million, you deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports a man was killed in an early Friday morning crash on the northbound Interstate 270 Express lanes in Rockville, according to Montgomery County Fire and Rescue Service officials. Crews were dispatched around 7:40 a.m. to the 270 Express lanes between Route 28 and Shady Grove Road after reports of a crash. Officials said they arrived to find a crash involving a tractor trailer and a passenger vehicle. A man was found trapped inside the vehicle and had to be extricated. Officials said he later died from his injuries. And Baltimore City Police are expected to release body camera footage today from a deadly officer-involved shooting. The May 14th shooting happened in southwest Baltimore after officers responded to a call about a suicidal person. When police arrived at the scene, they found a man with a gun near Wilkins and South Caton Avenues, and he fired at officers, who returned fire. The man was later pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau, call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it was the postgame show to beat all others Wednesday afternoon, talking about the Masson postgame show. After the O's got swept by the Rays, Big Ben McDonald and his rant against baseball analytics that made national news. Well, Big Ben took to the airwaves yesterday, the Ryan Ripken show, to explain.
The analytical world, to me, is real. We need smart people in our game, and I don't want people to think that I'm totally 100% against analytics, because I'm not. We need those people in our game. Having said that, I don't think it's the end-all, be-all.
On that note, the Baltimore Sun citing these numbers this morning. Since 1898, 640 MLB teams have lost 29 of their first 50 games, and only 13 of them, that's 2%, have turned their season around to make the playoffs. Now, of the 13 teams that have climbed out of this big early hole, three of them have done so since 2022, when MLB added the third wildcard spot to the playoffs. And finally, how about this? The legend of Bo Jackson continues with this story, as told to the Big Podcast produced by Shaquille O'Neal, on when his athletic prowess became apparent.
My Little League baseball season was over, and the guys that play in the Men's Industrial League, the catcher wrecked on his motorcycle and broke his ankle. They needed a catcher. I caught, and first guy I got on base, tried to steal him, I threw him out on my knees. Then got up and hit a home run at 9 years old.
Against grown men in an industrial.
Grown men in their 20s.
Perhaps the greatest athlete of modern times. Coming up in 30 minutes, the shocking news this morning in the world of auto racing. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling.
But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
WCBM News Time 1107. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast staying rainy, breezy, and cool with temperatures in the upper 50s and low 60s. More rain showers tonight with lows in the low 50s. Saturday looks like a washout, breezy and very cool with highs in the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
59 degrees in Bel Air, 62 in Edgemere, and 61 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. It's Memorial Day weekend. You know what? Some of you might be on the road already. Where are you headed? Are you going to the beach? In Ocean City, they are awaiting your arrival. I'm certain there are many servers, right? Waitresses, waiters, bartenders, busboys. They've been waiting for this weekend, thinking they were going to make a ton of money. So don't disappoint them. Go on over there across the Bay Bridge. Have fun. It's just a little bit of rain. It's just a little water, right? Oh, no, the producer said he'll be home. Yeah, I'll be at home as well. I did ask Olivia, though, what she wanted to do on Memorial Day. I said, what do you want to do on Memorial Day? And she goes, I want to go to the Orioles game. I said, really? What makes you think that? And she says, Memorial, Oriole, it just sounds right. I said, what? Okay, so Noah's saying that he also thought the same thing at her age because they rhymed with one another. Yeah, so I don't know if it's going to be raining or not, but I told her, look, we'll be here locally, so we'll see what happens. We'll see what we get into. It was funny because she's at this age now, you know, she's 9, so she's like very opinionated. You know, I think many kids are. But it was funny because last night, I'm like, Olivia, what do you want for dinner? And she goes, I don't know. And then in a split second, she goes, I don't even know if you're my mother. And I said, what? It's like, it's that age. I don't know what phase you call this. And I said, well, you're kind of walking around with my entire face. So I'm almost certain that we do not need a DNA test, okay? She does this thing now, and it might have been because of a Lifetime movie, but she does this thing like, what if I was switched at birth? What if you got the wrong baby? I said, Olivia, and she says this all the time, Olivia, you look just like me, okay? I mean, it's just, and we can't get more identical than we do, you know? She's funny though, but yeah, she just said that out of the blue and I was just like, oh gosh. Yeah, Olivia, she does. She wants a DNA test, this kid. I said, fine. Well, you know what? As soon as you can pay for it, you can take it. All right. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? We were talking about the PG County Planning Board chair, former delegate as well. Daryl Barnes did resign to avoid a public hearing, but there's lots of allegations that he was basically using the office for his own personal benefit. So there's going to be an entire investigation there. But, some of the key takeaways really was, this really expensive SUV that he purchased with taxpayer dollars. And as soon as I heard that he wanted it to be untrackable, I thought, now that is odd. He's the zoning, right? He does the zoning commission. I said, oh my gosh, that's odd. Very odd. And I will say that he did say that all of those allegations are false. And he looks forward to the day that he can fight those allegations. And he said that he resigned to save his family, from any embarrassment, which could be true. could be true. Maybe he doesn't want it to happen publicly. Maybe he is innocent. You're innocent till proven guilty. But we did talk about that. We also talked about the very sad news. Two-time NASCAR champion Kyle Busch did die suddenly. He leaves behind a beautiful wife and two beautiful children, very young children. His oldest just turned 11 a few days ago. So as I mentioned, please keep his family in your prayers. We were also talking about Spencer Pratt and his campaign there in Los Angeles. They're very close to Election Day there in Los Angeles and California in general. And I will say, it looks though that some of those vote blue, no matter who people are starting to want a better quality of life. Now, when they run there in California, it doesn't have an R or D behind their name. So keep that in mind. But Spencer Pratt, people have been alleging that he is MAGA. And as he sat down with the CNN reporter, he said that he believes he's more like Obama. And I would say if you go back through Heidi's, Nett's wife, Heidi Pratt's, some of her social media pages, she has always advocated for Democrats running for office. You know, whether it was, I want to say, of course, they had Michelle Obama. You could tell Heidi definitely supports Democrats. But I don't think that, I know they're trying to label him as MAGA because they don't want, you know, Karen Bass to lose and she's establishment. But I don't think he's MAGA. I think he really is upset with what's going on. And so I hope that he's successful. Anyways, we also talked about the beginning of the show, George Soros influencing the Baldwin County State's Attorney's race. Okay, there is a woman, Sarah David, who acknowledged to Rebecca Pryor with Fox 45 that George Soros's foundation is paying for some of the lit drop, the literature drop, and then also for campaign ads, like attack ads on Scott Schellenberger. And so she did admit that she did hear about it. And she knows about it. She said that she is not coordinating with the foundation. And as a candidate, you're not supposed to. It's against the law. But she did understand and admitted that it is occurring. I guess just her point is she didn't ask them to do so. And she's saying that she believes, you know, George Soros's foundation represents how a lot of people feel in Baltimore County. And I want to say that's not exactly true. Looks like I've got Stephen in Cockeysville on the line. Stephen, did you want to weigh in on the George Soros funding?
Yeah. Hi, Cam. I love your show.
Oh, thank you. Hi.
Yeah, it's very disturbing that George Soros is getting involved in Baltimore County politics, local politics. And I'm really worried because if we get a progressive state's attorney or DA in here, crime's going to just jump up. And, they're going to be basically taking felonies and downgrading them to misdemeanors. We know all about that. But we don't need Baltimore County to have a crime crisis.
Yeah, no, I know. I wanted to ask you, Stephen, how's Cockeysville doing? And, you know, sometimes it does pop up in the news. I would say 10 years ago, I never spoke about Cockeysville. It seems, you know, it's a little different, not much, but a little different these days.
It's pretty much, if there's any problems, a little bit of problems, it might be around the Cranbrook Road area. But so far, we don't have, you know, like juveniles running around, you know, causing problems or just, you know, people that are causing crimes in my community.
But, well, that's good to know, yeah.
If we get rid of Scott Schellenberger and bring in a progressive Democrat, I know exactly what's going to happen.
Right. And that's the concern. Hopefully many people understand the difference here between Scott Schellenberger and Sarah David that's much more progressive. I appreciate you calling in, Stephen. I hope you have a great day and a great weekend.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. Yeah. No, it is because it could be Robbie Leonard, that race all over again. And that's the last thing we want to see. The last thing. Because Robbie, you know, I know somebody pointed out in the text line, he didn't lose by much. It was a scary situation. And as a texter pointed out earlier, people switching to the Democrat Party to vote for Scott Schellenberger, I can understand why people would do that. I guess with the ballot, they're calling it the ballot mishap. When you're seeing this in the primary election, it does make you wonder, you know, will they make sure, you know, even if you switch back to the Republican Party, will that happen? And, you know, there's such a lack of trust right now at the Board of Elections. It's like, yeah, you could switch parties, but do you really trust that they'll switch you back? I mean, you know what I mean? Because it's like, I don't trust that they'll get much of anything done. But, Texter, I agree with you on making sure Scott Schellenberger wins the primary. Let's see, Joe and Perry Hall. Joe, did you want to weigh in on PG County?
Well, PG County, Maryland, Baltimore County, Baltimore City. Look, you know, Maryland and Baltimore City, they're not new to political corruption. Look, that's how Nancy Pelosi was raised by one of the famous corrupt families. But now, all the way fast forward to nowadays with the, the paint tax and this very suspect nonprofit, that's a Westmore slush fund. But why, you know, it just shows you why they are fighting so hard across the state and local stifle, get rid of inspector generals. And that's really, they're really ramping that fight up and digging their heels in, because the corruption is at really a high, at all high time level, you know, state and local. And as far as Baltimore County, it's done.
I hope not. I understand, you know, I know people feel the same way, but I really hope it's not done. I mean, if we could get a really good county executive in there, Joe, and then, you know, possibly make sure Scott Schellenberger keeps his seat. And then now that we get to get a new CEO of the Baltimore County Public Schools, hopefully they choose the right person, you know?
Yeah, well, they're another one fighting for, secrecy. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. God forbid you put an IG over the school system. Joe, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Yeah, no, there's a lack of transparency for sure. And then it's always so funny to me, because if you go to their websites, lots of Democrats, whether it's Westmore or whoever, they always say transparency. It's always on there. It's like, you're the least transparent person, you know, in the room. What do you mean transparency? But they always mention that. I did want to just read to you guys really quickly here, because about a week ago, we were talking about a post by Chris Pabst. And it was on the 10 worst school districts in the country. And, of course, we're talking about the fact that Baltimore City came up as number 2 out of 10. And it's interesting, because we saw for many years the school CEO, Sagi Santelices, she did not lose her position until just this past year. Many people complained about her. And the results, I mean, the proof was in the pudding, right? The kids were not reading, writing, or doing any, you know, math. It was, I mean, the test scores are terrible, truancy, terrible, right? Many kids not even showing up. During the COVID pandemic, you had so many kids that were not logging on virtually that you had teachers coming forward saying, yeah, we log on and nobody's there. Even the teachers were speaking out as the teachers' union remained silent. Well, anyways, there's another undesirable list, and Baltimore City has made it on the top 10, okay? So this is the most dangerous cities in the U.S., ranked based on violent crime rates, homicide statistics, robbery frequency, and overall public safety concerns. Top 10 cities in the entire country. Number 10, Oakland, California. 9, Milwaukee. 8, Little Rock, Arkansas. I was surprised to see Little Rock, Arkansas on there. Cleveland, Ohio, number 7. Now, New Orleans, Louisiana, number 6. Wasn't surprised about that one. Number 5, Baltimore, Maryland. That's right. Baltimore, Maryland is the 5th most dangerous city in the U.S. Real quick on that, when I ran in 2020, it was also on this list as the 5th most dangerous city in the U.S. And it really, you know, it stays consistent as dangerous. And even though you might see less homicide numbers, less non-fatal shooting numbers, and I know they keep, you know, pushing that forward like, oh, that's why Baltimore's so safe now. It doesn't necessarily mean it's so safe because the shootings are down. And that's kind of like the narrative, right? That's the talking point. Number 4 on the list, in case you're wondering, is Birmingham, Alabama. Number three, Detroit, Michigan. Number two, St. Louis, Missouri. And number one, Memphis, Tennessee. And this list, if it sounds familiar, other than Little Rock, Arkansas, and Oakland, California, those were not on the other list. But this is the most dangerous cities in America list. That other list, where all those cities were except for those two, the worst school systems. Is it a coincidence? The cities with the worst school systems are the most dangerous. Wow. Isn't that something? It's almost as if you educate the population, the better careers and job opportunities they receive, and the less crimes they commit. They will not be bored. They will be at work. They will make a decent amount of money if they are educated, and they will make sure that they are contributing members to society just as long as they're as well as their children. So yes, it's almost identical. Most dangerous cities in the U.S., very similar to the worst school systems in the U.S. If you take care of the education piece, you take care of a lot of the quality of life issues that we have. But we all know that. I'm preaching to the choir. But you know what? If you talk to a city Democrat, they'll tell you they need more rec centers and more of your taxpaying dollars. That's what they need. All right, we'll wrap up this conversation when we get back. Real quick, I got to tell you about my friends at Town Appliance and Owings Mills. Their showroom is one of a kind, featuring over 70 top-tier brands, from reliable basics to high-end technology like Whirlpool, JetAir, KitchenAid, Maytag, so many more. Of course, I've told you about my friends Mayer & Mayer. They are incredibly knowledgeable, really funny, and make the experience wonderful by finding exactly what fits your home and your lifestyle. Now, Town Appliance is having their Memorial Day savings event. Yes, is currently going on. They have flexible financing options available so you can turn those dream appliances into reality. They are open Sunday through Friday, but guess what? You should just go down there today. All right, go down today. What else are you doing? It's a Memorial Day weekend. Go down there today, and if you don't get down there today and you're going tomorrow, today you can visit their website, which is townappliance.com, where great service meets great deals.
680 WCBM, Baltimore's news talk station.
Are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of your basic health essentials? You're not alone, and Rescue is doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you'll get bonus bottles for free. Go to res-q.com and shop those deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted and rooted in belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop today at res-q.com or call product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Go to res-q.com.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
I believe that leadership means actually having integrity and making sure that everyone feels welcomed. And I believe that making this country great means that there's a place for you too.
It's a small world after all. You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead. It is gone. It is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, let's go back to the question of the day, shall we? WCBM.com, also on the app. And it is very simple. Are you traveling for Memorial Day weekend? 93% of you say no. 7% of you are leaving out of town. You're traveling. Well, I can understand it. I am not going anywhere. My situation is more the weather. It's like doom and gloom. I even asked Olivia, I said, instead of putting all these crumbs in mommy's bed and watching Lifetime, would you rather go to the movie theater? And she said, why would I go to the movie theater if I could go to mommy's bed? Yeah, right? Big screen, the speakers, the snacks, the popcorn, right? Movie theater popcorn is not like, no, at home popcorn. But, you know, she's like, no, I like mommy's bed. any chance to come in my room is what Olivia loves, by the way. Because she's not usually in there. And usually I tell her, okay, get out of here with all that noise. Because she comes in and she's like singing, dancing, flipping, you know what I mean? And so, yeah, this is her opportunity to mess with mommy's stuff. So that's what she wants to do. I do have some text messages to read here. Let's see. Don says, hey, Kim, when I went to Vietnam in 1968, we had a lay over in Oakland, California. The powers that be told us to stay on base. I guess nothing has changed in all this time. That was it from Don. Rawl says, what the local politicians are not saying, that homicides may be down, but crime overall is still on the rise. They play with the stats, so people still are getting robbed at gunpoint, carjacked, and maybe shot, injured, but not fatally. The rest is pure nonsense, talking points. Rawl, that's exactly what's happening, unfortunately. Daniel says, you gotta admit something. Olivia's got quite a developed mind, smart as a whip. Yeah. Yeah, she throws me off sometimes. Do you know what you want for dinner? I don't know. And I don't know if you're my real mother. It's like, where does this come from, kid? I don't know. She's crazy. But she still wants to be a police officer. That's great. She's been wanting to be a police officer since she was 3. She's almost 10 now. Let's see. Kevin says he should put a plow in the front of it and make himself useful. Those expensive SUVs? Yeah, Kevin, I'm with you on that. At least put a plow on it. I mean, this past storm that we had. Let's see. Joe says, we're still talking about vehicles. We don't give a you-know-what. You praise and make excuses for the president who creates a $2 billion slush fund. Joe, I am not making excuse for this weaponization fund. Real quick, just so we're very clear. The weaponization fund, in my view, is just as unconstitutional as reparations and as the college loan forgiveness program, okay? I don't know why Todd Blanche, the AG, agreed. Maybe this is how he got the position, and he agreed to do this weaponization fund, but that is going to go in front of the Supreme Court, and you know what's going to happen, Joe? They're going to say no, okay? It's unconstitutional. It doesn't make sense. It does not work. Now, do I make excuses for it? No. I actually haven't even talked about it because I know it's going to be struck down. So it's not making excuses for it. I just know it's ridiculous. And Joe also says, you claim to support first responders, but stay quiet as taxpayer money flows to their assaulters instead of the hypocrites. If we want to talk about first responders and people mistreating them, let's start at the mayor's office, who's taking $2 million out of the Baltimore City Fire Department. Let's talk about that, putting their lives at risk. We'll discuss more when we get back.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is recess time for the Senate. Senators have left Washington for their holiday break without voting on a roughly $70 billion fund for immigration enforcement. They leave town amid Republican disagreement over a $1.8 billion fund that would compensate those who claim that they've been the victims of lawfare waged by the Biden Department of Justice. All eyes on Secretary of State Marco Rubio. He's addressing a NATO foreign ministers meeting in Sweden. The secretary says a peaceful solution of the standoff with Cuba's communist regime is looking less likely now, although he says the Trump administration would prefer a diplomatic solution. Wall Street, once again, in record territory. The Dow is up 423 points now for a gain of close to 1%. The Nasdaq ahead 180 points, and the S&P is trading 50 points higher. More details, srnnews.com.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. Anything other than Almighty God as an object of religious devotion involves a counterfeit and destructive spiritual experience which leads not to eternal life, but eternal destruction. Now, I didn't say you couldn't follow your favorite sports team or download the music of your favorite singer, but some people go over the top in their devotion to the point of idol worship. God's Word says you shall have no other gods before me. Jesus said where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Perhaps the sternest warning of all comes from King Solomon, who said there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Where is your heart? Who or what do you worship? We need to evaluate what is ultimately important to us. Do we rest on earthly treasures, or are we considering those things which are eternal? Your never dying soul is going to spend eternity somewhere. Make sure you know where, for sure, before you breathe your last. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
We lead with some shocking news this morning. The two-time NASCAR Cup Series champion Kyle Busch has died. The news sending shockwaves through the garage and the racing world. NASCAR, the Busch family, and Richard Childress Racing announced the death last night, but did not offer a cause of death. Busch is the first active NASCAR Cup Series driver to die since Dale Earnhardt passed away on the final lap of the 2001 Daytona 500. Kyle Busch was 41 years of age. Meanwhile, the O's trying to make some headway, find themselves in MLB worst, 13 games out of first place as they open a three-game holiday weekend set with the Tigers tonight. Chris Bassitt will try to improve on that 1-5 mark. Reliever Anthony Nunez, who blew the finale in St. Pete, insists the clubhouse is not down.
I say just keep pushing forward. Nobody's really down. Nobody's really out. You know what I mean? Everybody's still working hard, trying to push wins together and keep going forward.
Game time tonight is 7:05. And that is Stein on Sports.
This is Kim Klasick with an update on the next step in the 2026 Save Our State campaign. First, sign the petition at WCBM.com, then make sure you are registered to vote. Next, plan on voting on primary election day, June 23rd, at your polling place. It's vital to get out the vote, so try and take 5 voters with you. Do your patriotic duty because change can't happen without your vote. Our founding fathers would be proud. A vote to save our state is a vote heard around the world.
Your Fox 45 forecast, the unsettled and cooler pattern will continue into this holiday weekend, staying rainy, breezy, and cooler with temperatures stuck in the upper 50s and low 60s. More rain likely tonight with temperatures falling to near 50 degrees. Saturday is a washout, cool and breezy with temperatures in the upper 50s. Sunday starts off with rain, little drier and warmer by the afternoon with highs back in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Car crash, slip and fall? Workplace injury? Serious injuries mean serious bills. Before you talk to the insurance company, talk to me. I'm the Ouch Guy. I know Maryland law, and I know how to win. Call 877-OUCH-911. Ouch Guy is Baltimore strong. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
Amazon Business. Discover smart business buying, where unmatched selection meets AI-driven tools to simplify complex processes so you can focus on what matters most. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, you know what that means. That's right, it's almost to the end of the Kim Klasick Show. Not quite the last block yet. Almost there. And we were just reading a text message from Joe. Joe, like I said, I don't understand the weaponization fund that has been put aside. And I don't know how they think they're going to get that through. Do I feel bad for the January Sixers? I do. I have many friends that unfortunately were behind bars and persecuted by the Joe Biden administration. I understand. I know lots of them spent a lot of money on legal counsel. And I can understand why President Trump sympathizes with them on this issue. I just don't think it's going to hold up in court. I don't think it's going to hold up in court. But we shall see what happens. Obviously, there's many senators that have voiced their opinion on it on Capitol Hill. They're not happy about it, and they didn't even bother to vote on the immigration bill to make sure the funding went through. So, obviously, D.C. is in shambles right now. And it's a shame because we have the majority in the Republican Party. We have the White House. As I've mentioned on the show time and time again, I am not quite happy with the way things are going on Capitol Hill. We seem to be all over the place. As much as I love a good conspiracy theory, as much as I think there could possibly be aliens out there, I don't know. I don't think we even have time right now to even talk about or discuss and dropping files about UFOs. We got a lot of work to do. And we're not getting it done. I don't see the conversations happening behind the scenes as they should. Voter ID, the Save America Act should have been passed weeks ago. And so now you've got already these primaries happening and we don't have voter ID. This should have been number one on the priority list. And yeah, trust me, Joe, I'm disappointed on how we're moving these days. But, you know, for me, for you to say, oh, I'm about this and I'm about that. Local politics, what's going on here locally, that affects me much more than what's going on Capitol Hill right now. And locally, when it's Governor Westmore or anything else happening, I got more text messages about Scott Schellenberger's race. People are very concerned that we could end up with a state's attorney that was very similar to Marilyn Mosby. That's a huge problem. Just so you guys know, the assault case we talked about yesterday that occurred, there was Pikesville Middle School kids, the young woman, she was only 11, assaulted. She was from Owings Mills, okay? Apparently, they did end up arresting one more of those kids, so now they've got four of them. The videos were, you know, obviously viral online, people talking about this all over the country. This little girl was beaten till she was unconscious by all of these kids. They're also in middle school. And so now there's a boy that was also involved. You can see him on the video, too, as well, punching her. Well, they figured out finally who he was, and he was arrested yesterday. Now, it sounds like these kids are going to be hit with assault charges and misdemeanors. And what does that mean for an 11 and 12 year old? It means they're going right home. And there's most likely it's going to come to a point where nothing's going to happen to these kids. Nothing's going to happen to their parents. And they're going to go about their day thinking that they could do this to somebody else. So, Joe, when I'm thinking about the real issues at hand, I'm thinking about the ridiculous legislators in Annapolis that have now put 11-year-olds in this situation. I'm thinking about the taxes and fees here in the state. And I'm thinking about all of these, whether it's the juvenile crime, whether it's the school system, whether it's the fact that my house isn't worth what it once was, whether it's the open-air drug markets down the street. I mean, you name it, it's happening. So I focus my attention here. And as I told you a million times, it's the midday show for crying out loud. It's local news. I've got John in Towson. John, do you have Memorial Day plans?
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hey, doing well.
Hey, I just wanted to throw it out there. It looks like the weather will gradually clear up by Monday. And you or anybody else that's looking for something to do on Monday who lives locally should go to the Memorial Day ceremony at Delaney Memorial Gardens and pay respects to our fallen heroes. How's that for an idea?
That's a great idea, John. A great idea. And I know Nito Mangione. I think he goes every year.
Yep.
So I know Doug
and
Nito.
I see him there every year. So I just wanted to throw it out there. It's a great cause. It's a great ceremony to go and support.
Thank you, John. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. You're right.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you so much. He's absolutely correct. Yeah, I think when we had Nito on Wednesday, he told us that he was going to get out there. And he's right. Delaney Valley, that's where we should be. That's where our heads should be. I know I was going off on a tangent there because I get so upset about it. The local leaders here are terrible. But you know what? Yeah, to Joe's point, they're not doing their job in D.C. right now either. All right, I did mention earlier that Delaware is taking a page out of the book here in Maryland. I was shocked to find out that they didn't have any of these yet. All of this time, I've been spending hundreds upon hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars even. All right, take a listen to what's going on in Delaware and take a listen to how they're reacting as well.
Good evening, everyone. I'm David Scott.
And I'm Hunter Landon. Thanks for joining us here for the news at 7. The green light could be given for a major traffic camera expansion in Delaware. A new bill would allow them to reach beyond construction zones and red light intersections.
WBOC's Adriana Myers talked with drivers about the plan and found that opinions are split over just how far those cameras should go.
Delaware drivers are already used to seeing cameras watching some intersections. Now, lawmakers are debating whether those electronic eyes should have a much bigger presence on the state's roads. A new proposal would expand where traffic cameras can be used and what they can enforce, potentially allowing automated tickets for any traffic violation. Some Smyrna drivers we spoke with are wondering, is this really about safety?
The first thing that came to my mind was they're looking at a way to make money.
But others say dangerous driving has become impossible to ignore. Ariel Brown says she notices the excessive speeding on her commute to work each day.
I feel like people have just been driving like crazy. So I think definitely if there are cameras kind of placed different places, people will be more mindful.
Still, critics argue traffic enforcement is not always black and white. They worry a camera may capture the violation but miss the circumstances behind it.
The other circumstances that are, you know, outliers, you know, rarities, but sometimes they do make or break the difference because sometimes it's unsafe to stop for certain lights.
May says if Delaware expands automated enforcement, safeguards should come with it.
So I think there probably needs to be somebody, like a legitimate team, that reviews these.
In Smyrna, Adriana Myers, WBOC News, Delmarva's news leader.
That bill is now under review in a House committee. If it passes, Delaware drivers could see more traffic citations arriving in the mail without ever being pulled over.
We have these everywhere. Anywhere they can stick them, they have put them. I can't believe that they've only had them at construction zones and by the schools. That's it. We have them everywhere. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. AI cops? Yeah, no, I don't know. I was shocked on that. Now, meanwhile, did you hear the one woman? I almost laughed out loud when I was listening to that report yesterday. The woman that had the baby in the car, the baby was crying. She said, yeah, they don't know all the circumstances because, and she said, and I was listening and I had to go back and rewind it. If you heard her, she said, some of these lights aren't safe to stop at. I said, wait a minute. So if it's a red light, she's saying some of them are not safe. There's a couple lights like that in West Baltimore that I, No, she meant some of these lights aren't safe, Noah. Noah, you got to get out, man. There are lights in West Baltimore that I don't stop at either. Look, if you're a police officer and you're listening, I don't care. There are some neighborhoods and some streets and some craziness that goes on some of those blocks where I'm like, you know what? It looks safe from here. Because if you stop at some of them, you could end up getting carjacked at gunpoint. And that's what I thought of when she said that. She's like, well, all the circumstances could be different. She said, you know, some of these lights aren't safe to stop at. I said, well, she really said that out loud. You know what? Props to her. Well, anyways, if you're going to Ocean City or even Bethany Beach or you're just going through Delaware at all, keep in mind that they might see some more traffic cameras up there. So be safe. You know, slow down. Just go drive the speed limit because there will be some new lights. I'm sure it's just a proposed bill now, but I'm sure it'll pass. I think the first gentleman that interviewed was correct. He said, it sounds like a money grab. That's exactly what it sounds like, sir. I think you are correct on that one. All right. Of course, yeah, another big story, the Confederate monuments are on their way back to Baltimore City. As I mentioned in the early part of the show, I didn't realize that they were ever coming back. I didn't think their hiatus, I didn't think it was like temporary. I thought they were... I thought they were just getting rid of them all together when it happened 8 years ago. Well, anyways, the four Confederate monuments that were removed in the middle of the night in Baltimore City, they're on their way back from Los Angeles. Apparently, they were sitting at a museum. And the museum, they had like this display where they were showing many of the monuments that were pulled out of the ground, and that, you know, it was at a time where everybody was removing the Confederate monuments, right? So not just here in Baltimore, but we saw it happen in Virginia. We saw it happen in New York, right? It was all over the place. Well, anyways, this museum in L.A., they were like, oh, wow, we should have them all here so people can come and take a look at them. And I don't know why. You know, this is the kind of stuff that's going on in L.A., I guess. This is why Spencer Pratt's running, because it doesn't even make any sense. Well, anyways, the museum said, okay, well, this exhibit's over, so now we're going to send them all back. And, you know, I will tell you what Mayor Brandon Scott has to say about it, because they're on their way, whether they like it or not. But I wanted to just go back here. It was a little rewind button on Mayor Catherine Pugh 8 years ago when she did remove them herself. Take a listen.
Why was it legal for the city to remove the monuments without going before the Board of Estimates and
the
contract?
No, did not have to do that. The city charter says that if the mayor... according to our city attorney, if the mayor wants to protect or feels she needs to protect the public and keep her community safe, she has the right to keep her community safe. And I felt that the best way to remove the monuments was to remove them overnight. I can tell you that I read the report. We set up a study when the nine adults were killed in South Carolina in 2015, when this became a big issue around the country where people started removing monuments. We set up a study, not me, the previous administration in 2015 set up a study. The study was reported out in January of 2015. I think there was a written copy produced in August of 2015 that suggested that the monuments should be moved, at least two of them. It also said that a process should be taken where there would be focus on how they would be removed and the time period in which they should be, and that we should ask the Maryland Trust for one particular statue. But I can tell you that having read the report and seeing what's going on around the country and the sentiments that have been expressed, and if anybody has not heard Mayor Landrieu's speech in 2017 when he removed the four monuments in New Orleans, I suggest that you do so. And I thought that there's enough grandstanding, enough speeches being made, get it done. You know, I spoke with the council on Monday morning. I spoke with the president of the city council. I said, with the climate of this nation, that I think it's very important that we move quickly and quietly.
All right. That was former Mayor Catherine Pugh, and she was asked by a reporter about removing the Confederate monuments, four of them, in Baltimore City overnight. And she said, because of the study that was done in 2015, did you guys know that Stephanie Rawlings-Blake played for a study on whether or not it was the right decision to remove these statues? Look, I knew they wasted taxpayer dollars, but I didn't know they were wasting it like that. Well, anyways, that study, she said, then came out, and it said that it was best to remove them quickly and quietly. And that's why she did what she did. Again, at that time, I remember, you know, this happening, and I thought, it's quite ridiculous, but I can understand where she's coming from, because if you saw any of the pictures of those monuments, there was one already on... there was one already spray painted. Do you guys remember that? I can't remember exactly which monument it was, but they had used red spray paint on it, and there was all this chatter online about these groups that wanted to gather here in Baltimore. So you had one side that wanted to protect the monuments, and then you had another side that were upset that they want to, you know, basically, whether it was paint the monuments or, you know, push the city to get rid of them. So Catherine Pugh said, all right, you know what, let's just remove these bad boys. And like I said, I don't, you know, most of the people around town, they couldn't even tell you what statues they were. It does not, in my view, affect anybody personally. And that was kind of the narrative at the time, was that those statues were oppressing And there was so much racism connected to those statues. They were saying that's why black people weren't getting ahead, because those statues were still sitting in the city, which might be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. So since the statues have been removed, test scores have gone down even further. There are less kids showing up to school. So I guess I don't know if it really made a difference. But I did agree with her as far as minimizing the fallout from it all, right? They had the heads up that there were going to be riots in the city over it. This was on the heels of the Freddie Gray riots. And I thought she made the right call because, you know, I don't think the city could have gone through something like that again. That was just my personal thought on it. Obviously, you could have arrested the people that were out there. You would probably had to arrest, you know, I would think you would have to detain all of the agitators. So to me, it made probably more sense just to remove them. But anyways, here they are. They're on their way back to town. And just so you know, Mayor Brandon Scott was asked about it yesterday by reporters. He said that he will most likely be melting these statues down. And that's how he plans to get rid of them. Okay. I thought it was interesting because it's like, okay, well, if the government wants to move quickly, it will, right? If the government wants to move quickly, it will. And we see this time and time again. We see the opposite with the Key Bridge. But just think about how quickly they jumped for these Confederate monuments, whether it was to remove them, whether it's the fact they're on their way back. And just so you know, Mayor Scott said they're already setting up a meeting to deal with these statues when they arrive. So if government wants to move quickly, it will when they feel like it. Let's see. I've got a caller here. Dennis, did you want to weigh in before a break? Dennis?
Hi, Kevin. You with me?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just wanted to point out that it was Nancy Pelosi's father, Tommy D'Alessandro, that put up the Stonewall Jackson Robert E. Lee statue in 1948.
Yeah, so well, now it's racist.
Statue,
yeah. What's that?
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sitting in my car. I pulled off to the side of the road. I just wanted to point out it was Nancy Pelosi's father, Tommy D'Alessandro, that dedicated that Stonewall Jackson Robert E. Lee statue. So if they're going to have some sort of conference, I want it pointed out that it was a Democrat that raised that statue.
That's a great point there, Dennis. And I would hope that they would understand that, but you're right. And so, but this is it now, right? It's like now they're racist because that's the narrative currently. But yeah, that you're correct about that. Thank you so much for calling in. When we get back, we'll discuss more.
Annapolis is broken and it's time we fought back. Westmore and the Democrats are making it harder to afford the American dream, retire, and feel safe. I'm Shirai Yousefi, and I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will put Harford County first. I'm Shirai Yousefi, and as a wife, mother, small business owner, and patriot, I will fight for the Republican values that we share of faith, family, and freedom. Vote for a fighter. Vote Yousefi for delegate on June 23rd. Paid for by the committee to elect Shirai Yousefi, treasurer, Andrew Horvath.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, by the grace of God, it is finally Friday. Stephen Colbert's final show is about to air, going out with a whimper, not a bang.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, as you heard there, stay tuned for Rob Carson coming up next. We're talking about the statues and the fact that they are on their way back to Baltimore after being removed 8 years ago. And Mayor Brandon Scott said he will most likely melt them down as soon as they arrive so that there isn't any trouble. I've got William and Carney. William, you wanted to weigh in on it?
Yes, Kim, about the Southern statues and all, right? And the Freddie Gray thing. I think it was all planned for this, because if you study the Civil War and each general and each person, you will see a personality in the Rhino and the Democrat Party of that kind of style, how they think together.
Yeah, groupthink.
And that's why they want to destroy it, because if the black people, the white people, the brown people, whatever tribe of Abraham you are, you could tell which politicians, if you study the psychology of how their mind thinks and the one world government, and it goes back to Soros and how England and the European nations worked against America in the Revolution War plus the Civil War.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, William. Great points, Sarah. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend. And I'll have Gene. Gene, you'll be their last call today at a Towson.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
You're well.
All righty. Shout out to Scooby-Doo. I was thinking about, I heard a little earlier, about 15 minutes ago, Joe texted in and he said something about Trump giving J6ers money to... for all the trouble they've been through. And I just wanted to add to that, you have black men that's been in prison for 20, 25, 30 years, and then they come up with the DNA, said, this guy did not do it. So they get out of jail, and then they give them a lot of money. And I do think that's only fair.
Okay, so you think that, okay, the J6ers are on the same line as those guys that were wrongly convicted?
Yeah, I think if you're put in jail and you're moved from prison to prison and you're in solitary confinement for 2-3 years and you really didn't do anything but maybe walk through the Capitol, I think you deserve something. And the black man that's been in jail and they've been convicted and then they find out that these people are not they're not guilty of what they did and they got out and they got money, I think that's great. I think they should get money because half of their lives or a quarter of their lives have actually been incarcerated, and I don't think that's good with anybody.
Well, yeah, and they're totally exonerated, though, right? So they were victims themselves. I understand what you're saying. I just think when it comes to the J6ers, though, they made the decision to walk in the Capitol, which I think is what they're most likely will point out in court. I mean, I could be wrong there, Gene, but I would say that they did make that conscious decision.
Yeah, I just didn't. I told my wife the reason why I wasn't up there at the Capitol that day just to walk through was I was working and I didn't even know anything about it. And thank God.
Yeah, no, that's something to be thankful for. All right, this is Memorial Day weekend. If you have a chance, get out there to Delaney Valley if you can on Monday. I will be here on Monday as well at WCBM 680, so make sure you tune in. And have a great weekend. Noah, the producer, thank you for a great show. I will join all of you again on Monday at 9.
Stimulating talk, breaking news. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elk Ridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk